Blog Talk Radio.
Was all about to take these songs and the word of God and to help convince my brothers and sisters that you need to be saved. Jesus is the one that will make you whole.
Oh, Lord,
yeah. My Lord. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. And in Brother D's absence, he's having technical problems with his phone. But he ain't going to let that hold him up. He's going to charge it up the best he can and come on in. We just want to say thank you for this opportunity
for each and
every one of you sharing in with each and every one of us here, the Word of God, and that's what it's all about. We want to be able to say that I'm so glad that Jesus saved my soul. Well, we thank God for this Tuesday. We thank God for Brother D and Brother Dog and Sister Mary, and she's coming in. She'll be giving the Word. And we just don't want to hold it up any longer. My brothers and sisters, get your Bibles out. Get you a nice, strong Pepsi and put your seatbelts on and let's hold on because we're getting ready to go a little higher. The altitude getting ready to get a little higher in the Word. So we just want to say thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour, this moment. We thank you for this show. We ask that, Lord God, that you would bless it, strengthen it, and that someone here at the sound of my voice on this show will be edified. They will have a change of mind, and they will realize that Jesus came down through 42 generations to save people just like us. And we just ask God to just bless this show, that he would saturate our hearts, our soul, Have your way, Holy Spirit. Continue to just come in and just open it up, Lord God, and we just ask that you would bless all of us and keep us. And we ask that you would bless the speaker, strengthen her, and let the words flow out of her mouth like a river of living water, Lord God. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. We know that there's salvation wrapped up in the name of Jesus. And all I ask, my brothers and sisters, in my prayer, that you would just open your heart and let him come in. And then when you do, you'll find out it's the greatest, the best decision that you ever make in your life. And we just say thank you right now in Jesus' name. Well, we thank Dog for the wonderful song. And with no further ado, my brothers and sisters, we're going to turn it over to our speaker, Sister Marion, and she's going to take us to the next level of excellence in God's word. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. In your hands, Sister Marion.
Amen. Thank you for that, Brother Tim. We truly thank God for being here. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, to each and everyone here, name by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for what he is in my life. Thanking and praising God for each and every one of you today, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Dog, and all the radio listeners. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for the message on the day. And I ask you all just pray my strength in the Lord as we go forth in the word of God today. So now I'm not preaching really. I'm just going to teach today. And we're going to talk a little bit from Revelation, third chapter, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to go back and discuss those six verses. And this is what Jesus, the letter that Jesus wrote to the church of Sardis. And I'm just using for a thought. Let us make preparation. Let us make preparation because truly time is winding up. When you look at all that's going on in this earth, everything that's going on in this world, it just let us know that the word of God, the Bible is being fulfilled and we need to make preparation. So we're going to talk from Revelation 3rd chapter, start at the first verse. And we're going through the sixth verse. So we're going to read this, then we're going to discuss the verses. And unto the church, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis, right? Say, is he that has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars, I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy work perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So now this was to the church of Sardis. But you know, our Bible is not just for when it was written. The Bible is for the present, the past, and the future. It's our everyday God. It's the same God that we go by now that Moses and them was writing. And the children of Israel was following the law. We live by this law today. And the ones that is to come, our children, our grandchildren, our great, the ones that are to come will still still follow the same word of God. For he said in his word, I'm the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. So we're going to go ahead with verse number one. And unto the angels of the church in Sardis, write these things, saith he that has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Now this is Jesus talking. And we know that in Revelation, Jesus had the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven horns. This is Jesus. That was Jesus in his glory. And this is Jesus talking now. So, but he said, when I go a little further in that verse, he said, I know thy work. So now, in our working for God, Jesus is keeping a watch over us. And he knows everything that we do. He said, I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. I know thy work. Okay, now the church of Sardis was known for the work because they were steadfast in their work for God. They have a reputation of being a live church. But then Jesus said, but they're dead. So now you say, how can you be a live church and you're dead? Now, everybody in the church had not given up. You have some that had the spirit of God, and they walked in it, they lived by it, and they carried the word. See, everybody carries the word. Don't have to be a preacher. You can be an everyday person and tell somebody about Jesus. But then he said that thou dead. In other words, he was saying, thou art spiritually dead. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been to churches. I've met people say, I got the Holy Ghost, and I'm like, well, to myself, I'm saying, because the Spirit of God is going to show itself. And the Spirit of God, when you talk to somebody, they are going to feel it. And the Spirit of God, you're going to run and do everything that you can to work towards the kingdom of heaven. So the Spirit of God is not something that covered up. But you know, we run so long. Some of us get to the point that we begin to lose. God had renewed within us. So we get to the point of basically being spiritually dead. So we have no more spiritual life and we have no power. When you in Christ Jesus and you receive the Holy Ghost, you have that spirit and you have power. So some of the people were dead, spiritually dead, was no longer doing the work of God, did not even have the energy to want to do the work of God. You know, some people even leave the church and go back out into the world. So we must be careful about this. This is not only to the church of Sardis. This is to us today. Oftentimes, we have people that have been in church for 5 or 6 years, and all of a sudden, they're tired. They don't want to do this anymore. But now, as long as you know how the Spirit of God quicken your very body, quicken your very spirit, why would you want to go back into the world? The world can't do that for you. The world don't have the Spirit of God. And see, we're not looking to go to hell. We're seeking heaven. And that's why Jesus constantly left us something in this Bible to keep us so that we'll be able to keep on, so that we'll be able to continue in his word. So we will be able, so we will know how we should live, how we should walk, how we should talk. So now verse 2 says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. And see, that's what we seek. We're seeking to be perfect for God. We're seeking to do everything that we can do that would be pleasing to God. But see, God said to the church of Sardis, he said, I've not found thy works perfect before God. This is what Jesus said. So Jesus letting his Sardis know, it's time for you to wake up. Come back to life. Get in your word. Get to know Jesus. So now, not everything has died, but is hanging on, trusting God to renew your spirit. Strengthen what remains of what is good. Apply yourself to be revitalized. Your comments to God through Jesus Christ and your pursuit of all things holy. So you're going to apply yourself to get yourself revitalized in God. So how would I do that? Well, the first thing I would do, I would pray. I would get in the word of God and I would find a way to read to be revitalized. I would find what to read to be saved. That's the thing. It is the Spirit of God that quickeneth the body that keeps every day of our lives. So we need to get in that word. If your spirit has deafened, if you don't feel the Holy Ghost like you did when you first got saved, get in your Bible. Glory be to God. You don't have to be of a dead spirit. See, God's spirit is powerful. And he said the word is as powerful as a two-edged sword. Now, we need to eat the word. When you read the Bible and you begin to take that word in and that word began to feast in your body and you begin to feast on that word, then you will begin to feel the spirit. Your spirit begins to be revitalized. Your spirit begins to feel like you and God is one again. So don't think, I've been saved for so long, I just don't feel nothing no more. When you get to that point, you get on your knees, you repent, and you pray. Because we can't afford. We cannot afford to let the Spirit of God leave us. So he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. So not everything has died. So what we need to do is get in his word. We need to pray, get on our knees, and revitalize this body of the spirit that is in us. We need to pray to God through Jesus Christ. And we need to pursue, run after, look for, search for, get involved with everything that is holy. See, we can find God again, but we have got to be determined. We have got to be steadfast. We can't give up. We got to be willing, constantly praying to God, constantly seeking him, constantly reading his word, constantly searching for him. He's there. But we got to let him know, God, we're not giving up. I will not live with my spirit like this. I want to be saved. I want to be with you. I cannot live as a dead person. And let me tell you, church, when you have the Holy Ghost and you lose that Holy Ghost, if God takes that spirit from you, you're walking around like the living dead. And we don't want to be them to do that. Because this is going to tell you what God's going to do if we don't keep ourselves prayed up, spiritually kept up with him. We got to fast sometime. We got to pray. We got to read that word constantly. Even sometimes when you wake up at night, you pick up your Bible. If you don't read but one or two verses, that is pleasing to God. I make a habit before I do anything early in the morning, even before I get out of bed, I go to my Bible and I read me a scripture. And that makes me feel good throughout the day. Because I'm doing all that I can do to stay in tune with God, to let God know I want him, to let God know I love him, to let God know I worship him, that I will be with him one day. So, and just like Jesus talking to the church of Sardis, he's talking to us right now. Verse 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now, if you're not spiritually awake, that's what he mean about us sleeping. You will sleep if you don't have the spirit in you. You got to watch and pray always. You got to keep yourself ready and prepared for Jesus coming back. We don't want to be at the point that we are so far removed from God that when Jesus comes back and find us sleeping, and then he take our life, then hell is our home, because he came back and he found us sleeping and not prepared. He said we won't know the hour that he come back. He's not telling us when. He's just saying be ready. Always be prepared. If you're not spiritually awake, Jesus said that he will come like a thief, meaning it will be sudden and unexpected. To be ready, you need to wake up, be prepared and alert always. See, in this walk and wanting to be with God, wanting to live eternally with him, we got to always be prepared. We got to always be alert. In other words, being alert is watching for anything that can separate us from God. Even our friends, our enemy, we got to be prepared. That's why we have to stay in the word, because the word of God will give us strength. That's why we have to stay prayed up, because prayer will give us strength. Prayer changes things. Glory be to God. So we have always got to be prepared. Now, Jesus repeated this warning in Revelation 16:15. He said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see. What God is letting us know when he says keepeth his garment, we got to keep our garment pure. We got to keep our garment white, because once we get saved, once we receive the Holy Ghost, then our body, our spirit has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we have a white robe. But we get to keep it. And the only way that we can keep our robe white, is to keep ourselves prepared. Keep ourselves in the Word of God. Don't let nothing separate us from the love of God, no matter what it is. Not death, not life, not principalities, not power, not anything, not even our parents, our brothers, our sisters, not even our children. Don't let nothing separate us from the love of God. Don't ever get to the point that you get so tired, or somebody has been on your back for so many days or so many years, that you get to the point that you're slipping from God. I don't care how tired you get. I don't care what you go through. You hang on to that faith that you have in God. You know, we got to have that faith that those three Hebrew boys had. They had so much faith in God. They didn't care about being thrown in the fiery furnace. Their faith was so strong in God, they said, if God don't save me, I know he can. That is a heavenly outlook on life. Those three Hebrew boys knew who God was, and the faith that they had in God was unbreakable. Nothing could diminish the faith that they had in God. And oftentimes, I pray to have that type of faith, because we don't want the faith that can cause us to go back or can cause us to lose our soul. We don't want that. Our faith to be to the point that when we face something, when somebody threatens us, that we're ready to give up. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt that God got us. God got his shield around us. And if he don't save us, we know he can, and we know that heaven is our home. That's the way we got to look at it. We have got to know that no matter what we going through, God is right there, and he is so just and so able to deliver us from anything that come up against us. But it is for us to have that faith, to believe, to know we know we know we know that God can and will save us. Glory be to God. But if he don't, he can. And if he don't, heaven is our home, because we walking by faith. We walking by the faith that we have in God, and we got that crazy faith that we feel like nothing can get in between us and God. Now that pleasing to God, that walk of life is pleasing to God, because God wants us to trust and believe in him, to know that he is our keeper. He is our savior. Jesus keeps his arms around us. That's why he died for us. He purchased us with his own blood. So we need to watch, and we need to pray. We do not ever want to get to the course that would Jesus come back for us as a thief suddenly and unexpectedly, and we don't know what's going to happen. But what happened, we lost sight of God, and we started concerning ourselves with the world. We cannot be God's children in the church for even 5, 10, even 1 year and receive the Holy Ghost and let someone pull us down, or we can't fight them demons. That's why we read the Word of God, because the Word of God will fight it for you. We just got to read and believe. And let God manifest that word in our body, in our spirit, so that we can walk in the word. See, our Bible tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. See, when you're walking about by faith, you don't really have to see everything, because that faith, God is watching over you, because you've got faith to believe in God. Is. So we got to trust God 100%. And I didn't say 99. I didn't even say 99 and a half. But we got to trust God 100%. Verse 4 says, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not found their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worried. You hear what Jesus said? I'm going to read that again. Because, see, he's not only talking about Sardis, this is for us too. But we better catch on, and we better believe and hold on. He said, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And these are people who has remained faithful to Christ in purity and in righteousness. People that have lived holy. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And God even gave us a way out when we sin and we just turn from our wicked ways and repent. God gave us a way out. He gave us a way to stay saved and to be saved. Not just 1 or 2 days a week, but every day. Jesus wants us to call on him every day of our life. Monday through Friday, 365 days a year, every day that we live, we got to trust God. We got to hang on. You know, I say all the time, we have to protect that Holy Ghost. How do we protect the Holy Ghost? Pray, read the Word of God, trust God, live by the Word of God. Don't let nobody talk you into nothing else. There are different Bibles. There are different beliefs. But we should be in a Bible-believing church that believes in the Word of God. Now, I firmly believe in my King James Version, because this is the version that God taught me when he was teaching me. But even the NIV and all the others, as long as those words line up with the Word of God, them Bibles all line up, meaning the same thing, then you haven't left the Word of God. You're still hanging on to the Word of God. It's just put in a way where you can understand it. As long as it's lining up with the Word. Because when I read another Bible, the first thing I do is get my King James. I'll read that verse, and I go to that Bible and read that verse. Is that verse basically saying the same thing? Is the word is different? I'm fine with it, because you're not taking the word of God and changing it. You're just breaking it down so that people can understand it. Because I know everybody don't understand the King James Version. And people like me who have read it forever, like Brother D who have read it forever, would say, I don't see why. That's easy. But no, it's not easy to everybody. We can't put somebody down that don't understand the word in the King James Bible. That's why God bless man to have different Bibles. But as long as it lines up, then you're still in the word of God. Verse number 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, Saint Joe. See, when we turn away from God and decide we're going to do our own thing, and we turn and go back in the world and don't want no part of God, and we're not careful, Jesus will blot our name out of God's book of life. We don't want that. We can't afford to have our name blotted out the book of life, because we want to live forever. I know I do. And the only way we're going to live forever, not on this earth, to be in heaven with God. Now, don't think, because anything that God says is true. He said when his word go out, it will not come back to him void. So now don't think blotting your name out of the book of life is a threat, because it's not. It's an assurance. It's a truth statement. When Jesus say he's going to do something, he will do it. And he is in the position to do it. So what we need to do is to stay humble before him. We have to always remember the only way we're going to get to God is through by his son, Jesus Christ, who paid the price for us. We can't jump up and push Jesus out the way and think we're going to make it to God. No, we won't. The son purchased us, and the only way we get to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. And when Jesus says he will blot your name out of the book of life, it is not a threat. It is a true statement that he's making, because he's given us time after time after time after time to get ourselves together. We got a chance to come out of the world. We got a chance of we in the church every Sunday and not doing God's will, not reading our Bible, not trying to be saved. We got a chance to be saved. We can repent. We can pray. We can read the word. We can talk to the pastor. Pastor, I want to be saved. Help me. That is nothing to be ashamed of by far. That, all by itself, is a blessing. And the last verse says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And I just thank God for this time. And truly, I know it was a short message, but it's a powerful message. So you can go back to your Bible, third chapter of Revelation, verses 1 through 6. And that was the book of Sardis. And he has 7 churches. You can read everything he said to all 7 churches. So at this time, I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Tim. And I'm asking you all to pray my stress in the Lord.
Well, I don't know if Brother D is on. I'll ask Brother D. Well, if he's not, well, want to thank you, Sister Mary, because first of all, even just going into the book of Revelation, some people fear going over in there for they don't know, but we thank you for clarity. We thank you for going over in deep water. So we just say thank you, appreciate it, job well done as usual. And so we just say thank you. And, you know, God sees the church and where we're at and what we're doing, and that's why he wants to make sure that he cleans us up, get us ready. And we thank God for the word of God. We thank you for your steadfastness. So without any further ado, then, Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this show. We thank you for our messenger, that how she delivered the word.
Brother Tim, before you before you close out, they got a hand up. I don't know if you want to say something. It's a hand up, though, if you want to bring them in.
Okay, go ahead.
254-1634. You had something you want to say?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I love y'all.
And we love you.
I love you. Such a beautiful word. Such a beautiful
praise
word.
God, you.
I'm out here in Texas. My name is Irene, and I'm out here in Texas. And thank God for you, all of y'all. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for you. Can I read you something, Mother?
Yes, sir. You can read it.
While you were speaking, a spirit came on me, and I know it's the Lord because you were speaking in God at the time on this planet in 2023. We need more. We need more. Y'all, you keep going.
I'm sorry, you kind of go cutting in and out. Will you repeat that, please?
I said that while you were speaking, a spirit came upon me, and I began to start writing, and I knew that it was the Spirit of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need more of that, especially down here, because we're getting a lot of storms and things, and people. Homes have been blown away like left and right now. So we need more helping us out with the spirit and keeping us in the truth right now. So while you were speaking, the spirit began to start writing. Can I tell you what it say?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. It says, I am creative. Can you hear me?
Yes,
the wind
I
is blowing.
You got your window down or something.
Man, I'm telling you, bro, we're in some storms right now. That's the wind.
Yeah,
so can't,
we heard it.
Just stop me and then say, I can't hear you. Can you repeat that? And I will repeat it. All right?
Okay.
So.
You said, I am creative.
I am created by the Creator, created in the image and after life kind. As a child of God, I am a child of God that has discovered itself a life in the form of life called man. And then it says, life created all things, the birds, the animal, the plant. Thank God I'm not a dog, cat, or cattle, or ox, or beast in the field or land. I am created after God in the form of man, created by God. We all are created by God. by life itself.
Yeah.
Of you all.
Yeah.
Of you all, because we all are created by life. All y'all, my brothers and my sisters, created just like me, a child of God that has discovered him or herself, itself, to see the light that has discovered itself, male or female, in the form of God, in the form of man. Life is God, and we are a life created by God. We ain't got to keep killing nobody. We ain't got to kill nobody.
That's true.
We ain't got to hurt anyone. So if we're all created out of life, and life is on this planet doing the opposite of life, killing folks, stealing folks, then they are against life, not just against us, the children of life. They're against life itself. Our dad. You see what I'm saying now? And so
I hear what you're saying.
It's a turn within. It's a turn within.
The thing is, though, people that are killing people, they are no longer serving God. They are serving the devil.
That's right.
You got to understand, Satan got his angels, just like God got. But see, God is all power. But Satan's job is to pull God's people away from God if he can. That's why we got to be steadfast. That's why we got to stay in the Word. That's why we got to stay prayed up. And we got to be unmovable. We got to trust God with everything that is in us, no matter what's going on.
And you remember who Satan was before Satan became Satan today?
Satan was an angel. I know who he was. He was an archangel. He was over God's choir. Yes.
He was one of us. He was one of us.
He was an archangel. No, Satan was made. He was an archangel.
But he was one of us.
He was created by God.
And we was created by God. So he was one of us, that which was created by God.
Yeah, but see, we was created and we was born in the form of a human being.
So
Satan was created a spirit.
Forgot everybody blind.
An archangel over God's people.
The fire up and down, left and right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I'm saying you're speaking the truth, but what you're speaking the truth, right? Speaking,
yes, I am.
Has an existence. That means that you speak that Satan walked the earth, and then there is a truth where this word to make many people blind, because the spirit of this one is in communion right now. Got them blind. So that spirit of Satan is walking this earth in the form of man that has been created by God. But because this one, y'all, we got to love each other, man. We got to lift each other up, man. Keep picking each other up. When y'all see people dying, man, and people on y'all's, man, just get the word, man. Just lift them up, because this thing is taking people down. And you write what you speak. Oh, this thing exists on this.
Okay,
my brother.
We appreciate it. Your phone breaking up, though.
Yeah.
Emily, your hand is up.
Maybe he can call us or give us on the back line a little bit, and then we can deal with him with the weather, and so we can talk to him a little bit and get a better understanding.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, wow, you sound like
a first, I want to say something to what the young man was saying. I just want to remind him of what Jesus was saying on the cross, you know, while he was passing. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Moving forward from that, I wanted to say that was a very beautiful word, Sister Marion. I absorbed everything, and I appreciate y'all so much.
Praise
every
God.
Time I listen to the show, I'm like, oh, I need to find a church. But even until I do, I at least have two nights of church. So once I find an actual church, that would just be 3 days.
God bless you. But you go back to Revelation, Sister Emily, and read the Church of Philadelphia. That's your perfect church.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Okay. All right. But I'm
Thank
so
y'all.
Glad to hear you. Don't forget to
yes,
be with me tomorrow night, Sister Emily.
I will
be looking
I'll
for
be
you.
Right there. I'll be right there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Tim, just let me make my announcements real fast.
Mm-hmm.
We ask each and every one to be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, for Time for Reflection, where I will be the host, Sister Marion. And also, Brother D was having technical difficulties today with his phone. So be with us again on next Tuesday evening, same time, same channel, for Brother D's Gospel Hour. So hopefully he'll have his phone all straight or just get him a brand new phone. But be with us again next Tuesday. Brother Tim will be speaking, and I know he have a word for you. So at this time, I'm going to turn it back to you, Brother Tim.
All righty. Well, thank you, Sister Mary. And we just want to thank God for our brother who was came on in there having bad weather down in Texas. And just to get more clarity, we'll talk, and he can get in contact with Brother D or Sister Marion and on the back line, and we can get a little bit more in-depth in it. But anyway, Father God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for this show. We thank you for Brother Dog and Brother D in his absence. We thank you for our messenger today, Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless her with wisdom and understanding and comprehension and revelation of your word. Continue to let her be able to pour out into your people, Lord. Let the word flow out of her like a river of living water. Now, Lord, we ask that everybody's heart and soul be receptive of the word. We thank you. We appreciate everything, and continue to make sure Jesus is the head of your life. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to turn it over to Brother Dog in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Brother
Amen.
Dog.
Amen. Amen.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off. After a while, oh yeah, just keep working every day, whatever is right, God said he paid. After a while, I've got to keep on working.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I want my starry crown.
Yes.
I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friends
sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior's face I'll see.
Yes.
Serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off.
It'll pay off.
Yes.
After a while.
All right,
man. Amen. Amen. Man. Mr. Mary, good sermon today. Good teaching thing today, Brother Tim. Outstanding leadership today on our orchestrated show, and Brother D's absence.
Amen.
That being said, Sister Marin, Brother Tim, do y'all have anything else before we get out of here? Before y'all get out of here? Anything?
No, I'm done. No. I just thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you letting us do this, Brother
Dow.
All
I do is God to pray
for. Brand new
the Lord let us do it. The Lord let us do it.
Yes.
All right.
Before
you say something, Tim. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before you say something, if you was gonna say something, if you need some discussion or anything, like the brother out of Texas that was trying to get in, his phone was breaking up. We do that tomorrow. We have all, you got all the time you want. If you want to come on tomorrow, if you got a question or if you got a discussion you want to do, if that's what you want to do. But today your phone is messing up and we couldn't hear you. It was breaking up too much though. So don't forget tomorrow, a time for reflection with Sister Marion, and that's what that time is for. So if you want to come on tomorrow, brother, you can just come on tomorrow, and we can talk with you and see what we can work out to, whatever you want to talk about or anything. But, Brother House, you got any last words before we get out here, Tim?
No, dog. I just saying thank God for the show, and I hope that somebody is edified, that they will make a decision to choose Jesus because they heard the word, the unadulterated word.
Yeah.
And we just say, thank you. And then I'm going to have to get on the phone because I haven't heard Brother Eric in a while and I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to give him a holler. So let's pray for him and ask God to continue to bless. And we just say, thank you. And so
okay.
We'll do that. So just give us a call, Brother Dog, back in your hands.
Okay. All right, Sister Mary, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow, Sister Mary. Thank you. God bless.
All right, y'all. Have a blessed evening.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Sister Mary is gone. Tim House, you still there, Tim? Tim House.
Yeah, I'm here, dog. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere yet. Hold on. Pajo, your mic on. 254-1634. Is your phone got better? 254-1634.
Hey, dog, this Pajo, I wanted to say something.
I'll
be on your
show. I told you, hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, pal. Come on, go ahead, pal. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, for being on your show, man, I realize something. I don't care if you're homeless, got all the money in the world,
right,
or whatever, man,
right,
you still need the Lord.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
I mean, you got to have him, or your life won't be at peace. Until you find him. Because the devil is always out there trying to destroy
you. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. All right. Appreciate it, Pastor. 254-1634. Did you have anything else you wanted to say? My brother in Texas.
Yeah, Keith.
Your
Keith.
Phone got a problem out there. It keeps going in and out. All right, well, maybe that's either the Lord or the devil don't want you to talk, so we're going to go ahead and close you up. I don't know which one it is now. Is it the devil or the Lord keeping you not saying that? But Big House, you still out there, Big House? Let me see if Emily's still out there. Hey, Emily,
yes,
you still
there?
Emily?
I'm still here.
Yeah, Emily, you still there, Emily?
I'm here.
Did you read
here.
Your new Bible? Did you read your new Bible?
Yeah, I've been reading it.
All right, just checking. All right, well, we'll close you up. I'm just checking. Go ahead and take care of your business. Just checking. All right. Okay. Big House, what's been going on? I don't know if a kid out here, you know, kid try to come on late. He be trying to come on late and everything. Then when he come on and can't get in, and be talking about something, he can't get in. He better come on and just lay that phone down and get him a line. Yeah, sometimes you get lucky. Come on, kid, hit that one, but
don't
scare
him
out. Come out, Big Red ain't finna get on you yet. Yeah, you brought up Brother Egg. I was noticing Brother Egg don't be on the morning show. Is his job got him? He don't be on the evening shows either. He doesn't. Call the check and find out how you're doing there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, dog. I hadn't heard him for a while. I figured the job was messing him up in the morning. I didn't hear him on today and things like that, so I better give him a holler.
Kid, what's got on, kid? What's going on, kid?
Nothing much, dog. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Is you satisfied?
Uh-oh. About what?
Satisfied about what?
On his racing program.
Well, I'm satisfied
with
mine. Hey, brother dog.
Yeah.
I know I don't supposed to say things because, you know, we are up north and they sometimes want to make sure you be loyal, but that doggone Street King and that darn Jane Black, they're getting ready to make a trip. I said, oh, Lord, they're getting ready to come on down.
Yeah.
Street King,
well, come
and
on down here. It ain't but 80 degrees down here. It ain't but 80 degrees in China. That's all.
Yeah.
Come on down. But I'm glad you said that because we was on the back line, and Tate and Jamie and me, we got into a little scrimmage today, but everything is cool. And
oh, man.
Tate said he would draw his want to raise Jamie, and Jamie said he would draw want to raise Tate. So we can hope that feud is over with, and we don't have to hear him arguing on back and forth.
Oh, man, not a Mexico standoff.
I don't like
that.
Dog.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Don't like that, dog.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like that. I wanted to see them go at it. But I sure did.
I did too. But then, hey, I got in the middle. I did a Tim House. I got in the middle of it and tore my butt up. So I had to get out of there. He tore my butt up. But Tim, we got a word that Eric is doing good. He just got a lot of work and biz at work, so he good. He's got word. Yeah, he's got word.
I was just going to have to call him.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. I always look out for our neighbors, especially our spiritual brothers. But I'm looking forward to the fight. I think both of them just got tired of arguing with each other, and when they meet, they're going to meet. That's all I got to say. But boy, I swear they show pump thinking to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I got another question to bring out on the show here. If y'all want to answer, you know, like I said, if it ain't, we do what we do. I was privy to listen to another show, and they was arguing. Kid, and the argument was, and Tim, you can jump in if you feel like it. They said, can you have a lockout if you don't put the money up? Can you have a lock race if you don't put the money up?
No, I wouldn't consider it being locked if you don't put the money up.
All right. What about you, Tim House?
Dog, all I can tell you is that I've experienced that we did. Me and Chuck
We didn't. I asked you, can you do it or not? That's all I asked you, Tim. Just answer that question.
I think you can, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you. What about you, Pal Joe? Flop, bring your butt back in, Flop. I see you quit going back and forth.
I've seen two people I didn't
ask you what you've seen. I asked you, could you have a locked-in race if the money's not up? That's all I asked. I don't need no examples of that. I just want to know your answer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Flop on the phone. I ain't going to ask Flop. Kid said no. Ty Joe said yes, and Tim House said yes. We done had a million locked-in races, and nobody put no money up, guys. Come on. Kid, how you going to say it ain't no lock the brakes just because you didn't get the money?
Too many don't want to back out.
That's the second part, but that wasn't the question. The question was, can you have a lock being raised if you don't put the money up? That was the question. We didn't
like
have
I
a million.
I'm going to stick to my gun. I don't consider it locked.
Right, kid. I ain't arguing you. I'm just trying to tell you that was the argument. So I'm going to move you in a minute. You can have a lockdown race without putting money up. Now, you ought to know who you're dealing with and how you're dealing with it. And if you're dealing with a joker that locked the race up by word of mouth, which we done had a lot of them, me and Bobby Cole, me and whatever. And they don't. And if a joker don't play, that's another story. But that don't. The question was, can you have a locked out race without putting the money up? The answer to that is yes, yes, and yes. So let me open Flop up and see if he gonna break the tie or is he gonna have anything else to say. Come on, Flop.
No, dog, you answered it. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah. And I understand what Kid said, but see, Kid, you going by your personal feelings that you don't want to do it because Joker's back now. We know Joker's back now, but it's just like an accident. We don't know what's going to happen until it happens. What I'm saying, me and Flop right now, the relationship I think me and Flop got, me and him can lock a race in right now and don't put a quarter up.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I get down there, or me and Flop get to the track, and Flop don't want to bag out and don't want to pay his money, then we got a problem. But I can't say we got a problem until we have a problem. Now, granted, putting the money up makes it more convenient. It makes it more convenient now. But you can still have a locked-in race without putting a quarter up. Yeah, that's what we're saying, yeah. Yeah, like I said, money on the wood makes the racing no good. But you know, you can't have one, though, kid. You can have one race with no money. What if they racing for no money? Maybe. No. That wasn't the question. You misunderstanding the question, 713. We were just asking the question about, see, like me and Flop said, okay, Flop, let's lock in for Holly Springs Sunday, 2 o'clock. Flop said, okay, we locked. All right. We ain't got to put no money up because me and Flop supposedly supposed to be men.
Right.
One of us get out there and don't pay the money off, that's when the problem come in, kid. Like I said, you know, there's some people I lock doggone damn near everybody in normally. Like I said, would they worried if I deal with them. But once they done got me one time, that money got to be up, kid. But that still don't mean because we didn't put the money up that we can't lock a race in.
It's a catch-22 situation. Really, that's what it all is. But like I said,
it ain't a catch-22 situation, though. It's not a catch-22, though, Keith. It's not. I mean, because, okay, you know who you're dealing with. If you're dealing with the right people.
Yeah.
But like I said, the people you trust, the people you trust, kid, you put that money up like that, you might not trust them. But you won't know it till it happens, kid. You won't know it till it happens. Now, that's the bad part about it. Flop got me coming all the way to Holly Springs, me and him locked in, and he up there talking about he ain't going to pay the punk out because he couldn't make it. He ain't going to pay the punk out. That's when it becomes a problem.
Or brother dog, maybe you heard I'll use this word, maybe you heard rumors that this person is a bad paymaster and don't want to take, and he didn't have the same problem before, then maybe you might want to put that money up and make sure, because, you know, you don't want it to happen to you, and then there's a big argument and all that stuff.
Well, see, that's a good answer there, brother Tim. But that's what the second part of it was. They were saying anybody that's a bad paymaster, we should blast them, blast them, and blast them. Just let everybody know that they don't pay. And put that peer pressure on them so they'll know not to deal with that person unless he put the money up. Unless he put that money up. But now, don't get me wrong now, kid. If you ask me a different way, I would say, have that money in somebody's hand. Because everybody on the phone that I've heard lock the race up, the first day in Hollywood, my money good, until it ain't no damn good. Until it ain't no good. Yeah. I've been hearing that too, Tim. My money good, first thing you holler. I ain't got to send no money in. My money good. My word, okay, it is, until you don't do it. So in the words of Chuck Abston, money on the wood makes the racing good. That's right.
Exactly.
So they had a big discussion over there, and you got a man that was a DP man, ain't DP, but one track all his life over there making calls on something like that and don't know what the heck they be talking about. But I ain't, you know, we need to spread the knowledge on a lot of this stuff, man, because that's how we get in trouble, because we travel now. Back in the day when we didn't travel, we didn't have any problems because we know everybody we was racing. But right now, you don't know all these different people you racing with and going to these different tracks and everything, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. And some jokers' word ain't good as it is before they get out their mouth. The word ain't no damn good. Yeah. But anyway, that was my question for today. Y'all got anything y'all want to talk about? I mean, you know.
And then you got the ones that get on here and talk about locking in a race, And no, they can't even lock the goddamn door behind them when they go in the house.
Oh, come on,
kid. Hell,
they
going to lock them right. Yeah.
Come on, kid.
Oh, man.
But he got a point, though, Block. He got a point, though.
Hey, Dolly got a good point. And then I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just only locking in actual races, but it's side bits and gambles over your own and whatnot, too.
Yeah.
So it blows over. That's why me, myself, I try to keep my pay history impeccable, because that's a bad label to have, man, that you won't pay somebody.
All right. Don't nobody sit in. This question is specifically for Tim House. I don't want nobody else to answer. Tim House, what's the difference between a locked bet and just bet? What's the difference between the two?
Well, dog, when you just saying just a bet, when you lock, that means that it's not, I call it like basically irreversible unless you skip that and you didn't do it. So that means whatever you had agreed to, it is not going to be changed. But the other way, you can maybe say, you can say, well, I didn't say that. Let's go ahead. No, when you lock it, that means it's irreversible until, you know, there's other circumstances. But right then,
okay, good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough, Chip. You're messing up your answer. Tajo, what you said, Tajo? What's the difference between a lock bet and just saying bet?
Well, I think a lock bet, you'll put something down to lock it in to secure that you're betting for real.
All right, your answer is totally wrong. Kid, what you think the difference between a lock bet and just saying bet?
I agree with Tim House, because see, a lot of people get amnesia.
Good report. Flop, break the tie, Flop.
Ain't no tie, Tim House, on the money, because a bet, I can call it off anytime.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Hold on. That's the key word. Tajo, I wasn't trying to dodge it, but that's the key word. When you said locked, you're like Tim was saying, but, you know, Tim kept on. He messes up a good answer about keep on talking. It's totally irreversible, unless me and Flop both agree to take the bet down. If I just said bet, they could be on the starting line and then little bull whip, and you, hey, no bet. You can call that off.
Hey, Tim House.
Let's talk about that,
guys. I just want to use Tim House's word. Hey, Tim House, when you lock it, you use your word. You make that financial commitment.
But you know, it's good to have a different answer because of a different mindset. Go for different ways. Now, Pajo, why did you think locked had to mean you had to put some money in? See, we learn from everybody. Why do you think locked meant you had to put money in?
Like I said, I'm probably the youngest one involved in grudge racing, so I ain't grudging. So I'm thinking that you had to have a DP man to secure that it's locked and somebody to make this final decision if somebody back out. That's what I was thinking.
Good report. Now, but see, there's nothing wrong with this thing because, see, Pajo gave his answer what he thought. There's nothing wrong with the way he thought. Because if he thought like that and that Joker didn't do it, then he'd be ready to go up some size to somebody's head, but that's it. Now, I'm glad we're getting participation on the back line. And let me see. A kid locked in flop car. And, Flop said, okay, yes, sir. Kid locked my car in. No problem. Now, Pajo, when it come up to time to racing, Flop didn't make the race. Who owed the money?
Kid.
All right, hold up. Tim House, who owed the money?
I was going to say Kid. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Kid and Flop, what y'all say?
I agree.
Kid owed the money. He did the locking.
Right.
That's right. I just got to check it. A lot of people don't realize when they come up here, to me, it's an excuse because you hear a lot of jokers holler. You ain't got no car. You can't lock it in. You can lock in anything you want. You can lock it in. But if it don't happen, I'm looking for you.
Right.
I'm looking for you. I don't care if Kid ain't had a car in 37 years. If you want to lock a car in and I lock in with Kid, well, I need Kid to get that money today if it don't happen. I need a little Kid. So People need to stop coming around here trying to tell a man to be quiet because he can't lock nothing in. Everybody that can talk can lock a race in. Everybody that talk, whether they got a car or not, they can lock a race in. No, they put their money up. No, they put their money up.
Right.
Talk to me. Yeah. A lot of people got that misconception. First thing they want to holler. You ain't even got a car. You can't lock in. Oh, he can lock in. If it don't have, you better get ready to pay off. That's all I got to do. Come on, let's get some more stuff on here that's messed up. A lot of people don't understand, man. Let's get some more stuff going on here.
Wow.
Anybody got any more gray areas that we need to talk about?
Hey, Tim House.
Come
on. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm just using you because we be jabbing. You know how when I be threatening you with Salty Bitch. Now, I ain't got no motherfucker booking rice on earth with this cop, but I'm going to lock your ass in. Now, Steven and Peg, they know me. When I get to the track, I'm going to wait till you walk in that way, and I'm going to go stand over there. I'm going to hug on them and shake hands and eat hot dogs with them like we talking about Lockie. I'm going to bluff the hell out of you.
Oh, man.
Hey, in hopes that you'll come over there and pay it off, but I ain't got no booking rice.
But get what though, Flop? 9 out of 10 times, if you book a race for Salt to be, they'll race that race though.
They'll race that race. A lot of times, I think people overstep their boundaries in other people's. Hey, kid. Hey, yeah, Tim House. I'm gonna lock you in with kid. Kid ain't got a fucking clue that him and Tim House supposed to be racing. We get to the track and he hearing all this shit. People coming up to kid, what you going to do to Tim? Man, what the hell you talking about? Oh, yeah, you locked in with Tim House. Kid don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. I heard something like that the other day, Flop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
get
Flop,
a lot of
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I get a lot of flack because Tim House be on my ass, but I know he just be jabbing me when I be saying, I love Salty, because I used to say, I love Karma. And then the first thing out of somebody's mouth, you don't even know them people. They don't even know you and all this shit. Let's get them on the phone. Man, I don't believe in calling those people with small, incidental bullshit that we doing on the phone. You know, them people over there working and doing whatever. Yeah, they know me. I know them.
Y'all tell me who Michael finna over. This man here be mad with the world. He don't never smile, not on the telephone. He the worst talking joke on the phone. Who I'm talking about?
Every time he come
on the show, he seems like he mad, ready to slap anybody that move. Who I'm talking about?
That boy,
I'm just gonna open my group.
That's a lot of them.
I'm just gonna open the mic up. Go ahead and talk. I just opened your mic. Talk.
Crop and Dre.
God damn, dog. You feel that way about me, dog?
Oh, man. Not Chuck.
Doggone Chuck, man. That Chuck, bro. If I didn't know Chuck, I swear. I was sweating, y'all. I'd be scared to shit of Chuck, man. I swear I'd be scared of Chuck,
Key.
Man.
Hey, Key. Hey, Willie Dog. Willie Dog.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just gonna tell kid, these iPhones amazing, man. I could just see Tim House even on my iPhone running down through the bushes, man, when he heard Chuck's voice, man.
Oh, man.
Man, I ain't never seen Big House move that fast.
Hey, Flop, all jokes aside, though, Flop, all jokes aside, if you didn't know Chuck, you be kind of scared of Chuck?
Yeah, that voice, I don't know, dog. Chuck, man, come on here, every time he come on here, like, let her need to get out of space, come on here, Chuck, what you got, Chuck, you need to work with, what you got, Chuck, well, since we just talking bullshit, motherfuckers need to learn that they don't have booking rights to everybody damn car just because they know them.
Mm-hmm.
And quit playing that little funky ass like they know them. If the motherfucker ain't got no damn rights to it, they shouldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, that was Flop was just saying. But I thought Flop did have booking rights for Salt because He been loving Saul
No, I've been with them since Karma. I know them. I know the people in the circle and all of that. Pig, I always treat him nice, Steven, and all of them, everything. But, no, I just support the car, period.
Uh-huh.
Now, I side
hey,
a lot.
Hold up. Hold up. Somebody just had a good question. Somebody just, you know, we got somebody, they ain't telling me who they is. They texted me. They texted me some damn good questions. They said on that scenario I used with Kid and Flop, when Kid locked it in, but Flop said okay, they said shouldn't Flop have to pay some of the punk out money too? That's
no.
a good question. But okay, you right.
No.
That's a good question, but no. If Kid,
no.
whoever
That'll
you
be
locked
between
out,
me
that's
and
who
Kid.
Responsible. Not, there you go. That good report. Good report.
Exactly.
See, that's how you educate people. That's how you educate people, man. Y'all talk about that. Go ahead. Talk about that.
Now,
that's
now,
a good,
now,
that's a good
that
way of looking at it. Yeah.
To that person that texted, no, Kid is still responsible because I'm going to just use Kid and Dog because Kid locked in Willie Dog. Now, Kid got to pay Willie Dog. He looking for Kid for his money. Now, Kid may come home from the track and call me and say, Flop, you rotten motherfucker, you stood me up and da-da-da-da this. Man, you need to give me half of my money back, da-da-da-da. And we'll fight
that
but out.
Y'all.
But as far as responsibility, it goes to Kid.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good question, though, because some people do think that. And so I done seen a joker come up and said, Kid locked it out, and he gonna get, and he talking to the man. He locked out. He want the money from either one of them. No sir, don't say a damn word to me. Talk to the joker you locked out with. Don't say a word.
Right,
to
it don't.
Me.
It don't go like that.
Right. Yeah, but some people think that way though. Chuck, do you really want to beat Tim House butt like you said, or you just be talking trash, man?
Gonna beat the fuck out of that motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Red dog.
I used
to get a little nervous about Chuck, but now I don't get nervous about him because I ain't got to worry about a man getting all upset. He got to catch me. He can't catch me. He must be crazy.
But that's the whole fucking problem.
And I want to
know.
Who
now,
can
listen,
lock in
dog.
Chuck's car? Who can lock it? Who can
wait
lock
minute,
it? Who can lock
minute.
Chuck? Uh-oh.
You know who can lock my car in. It's only three people. Four people can lock my car in.
Uh-oh.
And I don't give a fuck what, whatever
they,
kind
they
of race
not,
they
come
up with.
They may not want that trouble. They may not want that
I'm
trouble,
with
Chuck.
Tim, you already know your ass ain't going to race, so I don't even know why you keep calling
why do you
my
keep
motherfucking
saying
name.
That? I have everybody that know me. No, I keep my word. Why would you say that? And nobody
man, your
can
word,
go
man.
Back.
Yes,
you
yes.
can't go back nowhere in history and ask anybody, LG, all them damn
really don't
you
give
leave
a
Chuck
fuck.
Alone.
I said you was going to run leg over here. You ain't took the rocks out your goddamn car. It's 2 years
later. The only way I don't race Chuck.
You tried to kill Leon and your car still ain't ready.
You know how I know you ain't going to race Chuck? Because you keep saying shit like, well, you know, somebody asked me something about down south. Well, you know, I mean, like you invested up here. I promised somebody I was coming to their race. Let's stop it, Tim. Will you stop it? But the topic that they was on, I like that, Willie Dog. Because do you know a dumb motherfucker up here said, I think, well, I'm going to use me for example. Ken, where my money at? Fuck you mean where your money at? They locked in with your car. You the owner of the car. I said, man, he got to be the dumbest motherfuckers in the world. Bitch, you ain't never locked me in. You locked them in, man. I don't give a fuck what they go find them. But it's motherfuckers up here do that very shit y'all was just talking about.
That's why I brought the question up, man. That's why I brought the question up, man.
That was a good question, man, because we never had it on no show. We arguing like a motherfucker to try. These dumbass people talking about the owner of the car owned them. Now, they even do it worse than that, dog. It ain't just the lockup money. They, goddamn it, when you go down the track and race, You, they think you responsible for the goddamn pot, and they ain't even mad at you no damn money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
That's why I brought it up. Now, I'm going to say that. I brought it up because
some motherfucker
say,
that's your car, man. I think you should pay me. I said, what?
Yeah. Something. People in the DMV
got
that same understanding.
Come
on,
with it. I got one more for you.
Come on, with it.
These dumbass people told me I was the DP man, so I'm responsible for the side bitch. Is Detroit going to be the dumbest motherfuckers in America? Them stupid
motherfuckers
in Detroit said,
no shit like
since I swear to God, Chuck, they said
I
was responsible for the side bitch because I made a mistake with Melvin Cody, Ray, and Leon. They said, I'm responsible for the side bitch, man. Then they come back and say, I should have told Scrap he shouldn't have asked for that $500 that he betted on the side because they listen to me because I run Chicago. I said, boy, these motherfuckers retarded. You're the retarded
Brother D, you can't talk because you didn't come on the press show. Your phone was messed up. I don't want to hear about your phone.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I got another one leading off of something what Skin said. How much responsibility does the DP man bear if he does make a bad call and pay the money the other way and then find out later? Do they expect the DP man to come up with the pot and say, you owe me that money?
Shit. It's over, Clark. It's over.
The DP
right.
man,
if you honor a DP man and he fucks up the call, you just got to bite that motherfucking bullet or get your guns out. One or the other.
I like that.
There you go,
Chuck. Right.
He bear
100% responsibility, bro. 100%. It's all on his shoulder. That's why you need to be careful about who you choose as a DP man. And like Chuck just said, if you don't like his call, don't use him no more. But on this occasion, it is what he said. And I want to say one more thing before I get back out of here because my phone is messing up right now. If you want to, I heard him say earlier about a person locking cars in, they don't have authority to lock them in. It ain't hard to stop that. You should want them to keep locking in. And when they don't run that race, they got to pay that.
And let them lose their money.
They'll stop locking in. They'll stop doing it. That's a simple twist on up a race, man.
Good report. Hey, but now, going back to that far back, now, I have seen a DP man made a bad call, and later on he found out that he did make a bad call. And he did go back and pay the man some money, though. But that's on his, that was on him. Like Chuck said, if I make a bad call, your money dead. Your money dead.
That's the preference, bro, dog. If he able to do that and he did it, that's outstanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Outstanding, brother.
He did.
But the rule of thumb is going to be, this is why I sell geese. This is why you choose reputable men, not just because they're your friends. Not because he called to be your brother. You need to choose a reputable man that's going to try his best to make sure he get the call right. And then I'm knowing somebody's always right and never wrong. So you're going to have occasions. And when it happens, you just did. That's all to that.
You can get the most replica man in the world. Any motherfucker can make a mistake. They do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, you better pick who money to make a mistake with.
You just got to bite that motherfucking bullet
up,
when
man,
it don't
man.
Go your way.
Damn.
Hey,
I'm just saying, you better pick the right man to make the mistake
man,
with.
Man, won't you?
Just hey, Willie, dog.
Hey. Hold up. We're having a discussion. If it ain't about the discussion, we don't want to hear that. We're having a discussion. Wait till we start bullshitting before we.
And that's about the discussion. If you beat the right man, you better beat the right man. If you make a bad call to me, everybody says a bad call, you're going to pay me.
You bringing fight and animosity into it. We try to bring an understanding into it before we do that.
Yeah. Hey, Willie, that's
the understanding.
Let me give you another scenario. As far as I know, a lot of people come to you as a DP man. You want status, but you're fair. And I say that jokingly, but you call it down the middle pretty much all the times I've seen. You got, and I'm still basing off basically the same thing. You got a 20K pot, and you make a bad call. Hell, you ain't got 20K liquidated cash to go get somebody out your pocket. What the hell they gonna do? Beat your brains out or whatever?
Well,
they just
what
got Mad like
Man
Chuck
was
saying. Said.
That,
you got
that,
to
that
live
what
with.
Was saying.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Right.
That's
but
why
I'm
don't even know why
you got to live it. With it.
Get your ass off the show, man.
Come on. Yeah, leave him alone now. It's his opinion. He can leave him alone now, right now. Don't bother him right now.
Hey, but let me say this, though. Let me say this then. Damn, what the fuck was I finna say about that shit? Oh, they claim you made a bad call, Willie Dog, when I put my foot in the bean, when I was checking the bean for Terrio.
No. I made the right call, because, see, I was just so helpful. I was
right.
Getting up
you
to know.
Saw
I
what
seen
happened.
It.
You
I
saw
seen
what
it.
Happened.
I seen what happened. Yes,
but they,
seen.
To them, it's a bad call. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To the person that don't get the money, it's a bad call.
But now that was Zaynum understood. They didn't like it, but that was the right call then. That means I couldn't just take that
right.
man's money
was,
and give it to them because you put your foot in there, skin. And that was a damn good example. Good example.
No, I know that.
And I was in the hostile territory. I was at y'all's track.
Sure.
You know what, dog?
But
you know what? This something else too, though. If it's an infraction like that when Ken stuck his foot in the bean,
right?
I think if a motherfucker really wanted to race, they'll just race the race over.
Oh, they did. They did. But what Skin was talking about,
they said
it was the wrong call. No, but what I'm saying is, that's a good example. Let me explain
take
it.
That money and,
I know,
and that's
let
it.
Me explain it. Chuck, that's why I'm saying. I said we got to wait and listen to everything. That you are right. But see, I was a DV man. I didn't give them the money. That's the thing about it. I told them. They didn't win the money because it was a mistake. Now, you right. Now, that some joker went on there, hey, man, we don't want to give me my money. See, I didn't give them their money. And in that situation, if they had have said that, Chuck, this is what I would have did. I would have went to them, and I would have went to the other team and said, do y'all want to run it over again, or you want me to get the money back? I'd do that.
Yeah.
And the joker, hold up. I'm gonna take it a step further. If they say, hell no, we ain't going to run it over, well, I'm going to pay the other man the DP money. I'm going to pay him the DP money. If you don't want to run it over, then. Shit, I'm going to pay him the DP money because you backing out the race. If the other guy said, let's go, we'll run it over again. Yeah.
Right.
But we need to keep learning,
also,
though.
A DP man should be fully aware of his options. Also, I think you got a lot of DP men that be coerced by the crowd or the toughest talking team and data. But you have to be aware of your options as a DP man as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because just say if it's Skin and Dog, and I'm the DP man, and I find infractions on both sides that I'm not, you know, whatever the case may be, and I'm not at liberty to make the call. And, of course, you know, that comes in knowing track rules versus grudge rules. But if I decide it's two infractions and I can't make a call, then I do have the option to say, well, man, y'all come over here and get your money back, and I'm going to get his money back, and y'all figure it out and just kind of whatever. But sometimes DP men get pressured. And Skin got his crew over there, and they looking like, motherfucker, you better not pay Willie Dog. We'll go to your ass. And I said, I figure I can whoop Willie Dog. It ain't but him and two of his buddies. And Skin got 15 of them. I'm going to pay Skin and I'm going to take the easy out. You know, it'd be a lot of bullshit. Hey, I done seen shit like that, for real.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
Whatever you do, and the motherfucker say track rules, get a DP man and know what the fuck track rules is.
Exactly.
That's right.
Perfectly said.
Perfectly said. Look at me and Skin. I was Terrio's, or what you call me? Down south, we know if a man red light, he done lost every bit. He probably bit it. So Skin told me we was talking about because I had met Terrio on the gap. Skin told me said if he red light and gap your ass, I'm gonna pay him.
That's right.
But hold on.
That's right.
I said, but I don't like this shit.
Bet you don't got me.
I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit, but I got to live by it. You said it.
And you got, I said, shit. That ain't what the fuck y'all said. I ain't say none of that.
I didn't like it, but I heard none of that shit. You gotta let me tell the story before you jump in all the time. But I'm saying I didn't like what Skin said. I didn't like what I didn't like it. But I told Skin, I said I don't like it, motherfucker. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cuss y'all because I ain't cussed today. But anyway, and I said, but if that's what you said, I'm gonna go with it. So basically, what you're saying, whatever you get the DP man, whatever you go with, that's his call. That's his goal.
But what's crazy, what I was telling you, dog, which I understand what you're saying, but my thing is, he's still going to lose the whole pot. If he go up there and red light on purpose, he still lost the whole pot. But that ain't got nothing to do with that little gap bitch out here. He wins the gap.
You win the gap bet too.
What is the implied rule if none is ever stated? If Skin and Chuck talking about they gonna race each other, da 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 da, they get up there and both of them hit the wall and Chuck crossed the finish line first and all that shit, and it's one of them calls. What is the implied rule? Is it track rules or grudge rules?
Glad you asked that. Hey, hold up. Whoever got all the noise, man, just mute your phone, man. We having a discussion. Please mute your phone with all that noise back there. Ain't that many mics open today, so mute your phone. In this case, it don't make no difference whether it's track rules or grudge rules, because if you cross the center line, even grudge rules or track rules, you lose. So it didn't make no difference.
No, I said if they both hit the wall,
oh shit, you got a point, because if one of them hit the wall and turn the wind
on. Hold on. If Chuck hit the wall first, then Skin hit the wall, then Chuck crossed the finish line first.
If Chuck hit the wall first, he lose then if you're going by rule. Chuck lose the first.
But see, if we don't have any established rules, that's why I was saying, if we didn't have no established rules.
Okay, I'm finna tell you. If it's no established rules, And nobody said nothing, this is what he said. It reverts to track rules. If you don't specify good rules, it relates to track rules. It turns back over to track rules. That's what it's implied.
That's what I was thinking, but I just want to clarify for myself and
that's what it is.
So
now see, if you was running good rules and hit the wall and stay on your side and turn the light on like Whitney and did down there, they thought I made a bad call. You can do it, because down here, that's the thing about everybody don't realize when we put all these steps in there. We just kept making steps upon steps. When the North was always running by track rules, the South was running by track rules, too, with one exception, that's all it's supposed to be, was you can hit the wall and stay on your side and win. That was the only step we used to have. But now we got 500 more to go with it now. So you just got to know what you're talking about when you do it. But in Flop case, what he just said, if you didn't say what kind of rules you were running, if you didn't say, it's supposed to revert to track rules. And if it reverts to track rules, then whoever made the worst infraction first loses. The same thing with Trigger Man them race that they had down there. That's what happened in Trigger Man them race.
Right.
So that's how I go. And let's talk about this here, because Flop, I don't believe people only listen now still don't understand it. I don't think they understood what I said. Somebody else. Ask the question, because I don't think you understood it.
Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
I want to get some clarity on something. I want to ask the question. I know they might start arguing, but I don't really care.
No. Steve, just ask your question.
If you the DP man, and we told you the steps, now. The steps was, you had a time on the steps, and you had when the light turned green, the man got the break. Now, don't them steps go out the window once I'm finna pay the lockup on, because they didn't make the time, and then the dude said, don't even worry about it, I'm still going to run them.
If they still going to run them, Skin, y'all got to renegotiate a whole nother race then, Skin.
Right, but they didn't renegotiate the race. So, but they keep saying I made a bad call. I was going to pay the lockup money twice. They said,
okay, why you
pay
the lockup?
Melvin Coney said, don't worry about it. Because Leon,
Leon didn't make the call.
Yeah, Leon didn't make the call.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
You
so that he said,
yeah, you talking about that race with Melvin Coney and Leon that when you pay Leon.
Yes.
There. Yeah, when you pay Leon.
Yes.
Now what's
yes.
Okay. All right. Well, what's the problem there? What was the problem?
I'm saying, hey, they didn't say the same rate. They just said he still got the break. They didn't say, but we still waiting on the light to turn green so we can get a win light. That was the first race. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Leon come in late. Leon said, if you make me pay the lockup money, I'm not racing.
He just came in there.
You see what I'm saying?
He just came in there. He just came in there and bailed out of there, didn't he? Leon just came in there and bailed out of there, right?
Yeah, they turned both of the buzz on, and Leon tore up out of there. His light went red.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But my understanding was the man had to break. But then they go back to the show. That was three different races.
Melvin Coney had said, you had to wait the green to lead. But what you said is they didn't race at that time. They came back and did another race, and they didn't say shit about that race.
That race was non and void. That race was non and void. Mm-hmm. I tried to pay Melvin Coney the lockup, and he was finna take it. Leon got on the phone and said, hey, Skin, come get your money from the gate. If he finna take my lockup money, I'm not even racing. I'm going to just give you your lockup money. I'm going to give you the lockup money, and I'm going back home. Melvin Coney said, that's all right. We still going to do the race. Don't even worry about the lockup money. So at that point, it was another race. I said, he still got the break, Melvin. Melvin said, yeah. So now they get
to
the line.
In other words, Skin, I got to ask you a question. I got to stop you because I don't want you to confuse me. So when he said that, in your mind is him saying you got to wait on green was out the window because he didn't say it again. He didn't say it.
Yeah, that was out the window. They just said he had to break again.
So
we go up there again, even though I wasn't even thinking about that. But we go up there again. Why the hell when Leon and them finna go up there, the fuel pump went out? I said, here, Melvin Coney, here go your lockup money. Melvin Coney said, no, I'm going to wait till they fix that motherfucker. I'm going to wait till they fix it. I'm whooping their ass. I said, okay. Leon hot-wired the fuel pump and told me to put the wire on there when he fired the car. Put the wire on there. Push it on there. I said, Melvin Coney, is that okay with you? I said, Leon want me to put this wire on this battery. Once he started the car, he said, I don't care, Skid. Let him fix it. He got the brake. I said, okay. I still got all the money. Leon fired that motherfucker up. I put the wire on there. They went up to the line. They both got in the bed. Mm-hmm. Leon tore up out of there. His light went red. Melvin Coney tried to move, and his car broke, and he stopped. Mm-hmm. That's where all the bullshit came in at.
Right.
And I said, Melvin Coney. Your car broke. I said, Melvin Coney, your car broke. No, he didn't. I stopped because he red-lighted. I said, what the fuck do red light got to do with he got the brake, man? He said, fuck it, y'all took that. I'm gone because his little buddies was getting in the uproar. He said, y'all took that. Come on, man, help me push the car. He pushed the car back. Before I paid Leon again, I said, Melvin Coney, can I talk to you? He didn't tell me. She said, no, Skin, I told you I don't want to talk to you. Leon them took that. Fuck them. This and that. And he went back to his trailer. I paid him off. Yep. Then 3 days later, that's when you calling me, talking about you heard it on the tape and all that. That motherfucking show didn't have nothing to do with it no more. Them people supposed to pay the lockup. I paid try to pay the lockup money twice.
Right.
He
won
the lockup money twice, man.
I was slow down, Skin. The only reason I did is they didn't say nothing about it. See, I didn't know nothing about all them other two races that you tried to do that. So I was just telling you that Melvin Coney.
Oh, no, you ain't did nothing wrong. I was just asking a question.
Yeah.
You didn't do nothing wrong because you went back
I
was asking you, once you supposed to pay the lockup off, is it a new race or not? That's all I was asking.
I'm trying to answer the same rate.
Okay, there you go. That's the answer right there. That's the answer.
That's what he, this is what I told him. I said, Melvin Tony, I said, now I'm trying to give you the lockup money. Now you going to give Leon a break? He said, man, he gave me a break in Miley. I said, do we still got the break? He said, yeah, man, I'm going to let their ass go. I said, all right. He didn't say nothing about it. It's the same steps and this and that since they want to get technical.
If you don't specify, it's whatever you thought in your mind in that instance, then if he didn't tell you no difference, it's whatever you thought.
But that's all I was saying. You know, I just didn't get all that right then. But
every time you tried to pay him and he didn't do it, that's a new race.
Right. In case the Detroit boys on there, I need them to hear that. Because they the one keeping up the fuck. Then they feed Melvin Coney off into it. You know, they still talking about that shit right now. Still talking about that shit.
Well, they still talking about the one with Weed and Randy down in what you call them too. So I'm glad they're on your head.
Hey, but you know I don't get no fuck. I'm laughing because these dumbass motherfuckers said. I'm responsible.
Every time somebody come up by, somebody made a bad call. That's the one they use. The one that we had down there. We was down in what was it? When we hit the wall in
Valdosta. We was in Valdosta. No, we was in Valdosta.
Was that Valdosta? I don't believe that was Valdosta.
No,
that wasn't Valdosta.
That was Orlando.
No.
It wasn't Valdosta. It wasn't Valdosta.
Orlando.
Orlando.
That was Valdosta.
It was in Valdosta. It was Orlando, Chuck. Yeah, we was in Orlando.
Okay.
I think it was Valdosta.
We was in Orlando,
Chuck. Okay, Orlando. I know it wasn't Valdosta, though.
Yeah, it was Orlando.
214?
We made the match.
731? All y'all
know. It was in
Orlando. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I know it wasn't.
The fuck? We go to too many goddamn tracks to remember all these damn races.
Yeah, we done been to so many junk here, you can't remember shit.
Yeah, you can't remember all that.
Yeah. See, where I come off the trailer, ran in them, shit. And,
it wasn't no big thing, fuck it. Everybody got paid and we still fucked around and late on that night.
Shit.
So it's good.
And see, we raced shit. Some other, well, I raced the other car. I didn't race that motherfucker no more after that. But we raced the other car and shit. Everybody went on about their business. Everybody was mad. But it wasn't that dog. It actually wasn't us that were mad that kept it going. It was all the spec people that kept the shit going out.
Man.
Everybody else was straight.
It was the motherfucking side better. That's another question I want to know. Why the fuck all the side bettors keep up all the bullshit and the people that's racing and then went on about their fucking business?
Man, they kept up so much.
They got
that
no-go money. That no-go money.
They ain't got $20 to lose.
Yeah.
They got that no-go money.
Chuck, as I can recall,
don't nobody ask nobody to bet on the side. They don't say, man, you should bet on the side. Man, I need you to bet on the side.
Uh-uh.
They bet on the side because that's what the fuck they want to do.
Mm-hmm. We talking about that shit for 5 years.
Private. It ain't got shit to do with the race.
And they thought they was trying to say I was friend with Kate, that I was friend with Whitney, and we was going against the North. But it wasn't though. I just made the call because that's what we raced down there.
Yeah.
Big Drag had to go check. Yeah. Big Drag had to do some research on it. And when Rock told Big Drag that that's where they run, then he was satisfied with it too because everybody was upset because they just thought we just robbed them.
Yeah, Drag was mad too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It was all good.
That was one of the change. That was one of the game changes in the Grudge Gun.
Yeah.
Hey, with a dog.
That's when they say you got to say Grudge Rules or Track Rules.
Don't jump on me too tough. But,
no, well,
I need to.
Ain't nobody jumping on nobody on the discussion.
No. This ain't. Hey, cause I'm gonna be off topic. Anybody in the Holly Springs, Memphis area, you want to get in some drag racing, some testing or what have you? Come on down to Holly Springs Sunday. We got a daily driver shootout. We got $1,000 payout. Whatnot. If you need more details, contact Kerwin Whitfield on Facebook or Instagram. He's on there. So shout out to 901 in Holly Springs doing their thing. It's this Sunday.
Right on. And if If Pike said one word, I'd be down there on his ass.
Who said that?
Oh, they want y'all to not. This is a discussion, guys, and we want everybody to not try to talk to everybody because we got people trying to learn. They want us to go over the main thing. Everybody think they know what it means. They want us to go over the first or worst rule. Whoever want to tell what it is, go ahead. And everybody else listen, and we can talk about it if you don't understand.
I don't know if Ricky can explain it to him.
They better get the NHR rule book.
No, I'm saying if anybody want to, see, I don't always be one of you one talking. I want different voices. If anybody know what the first or worst rule is, or they think they know what it is, go ahead and do it. And if you don't, we'll correct when we do it. That's how we get a discussion going.
Yeah,
we
is Rick Young?
One at a time. You ain't got to call Ricky.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Go ahead and tell them the first or worst rule. They want to know the rules.
A dog knows it. Shit, dog can explain just as good as me.
Ricky, let me tell you what I'm doing. I see people get tired of hearing the same person. I be wanting other people to blend in because some people, you know, they hear a different person, they listen better. That's why. Want different voice.
Okay. Well, first or worst is, if say you have a red light, okay, well, whoever red lit the worst, or first loses, you know, if it's a double red light. But say you got say left lane red lights.
So stop, Ricky. See right there, Ricky, you're confusing people. Okay. That is not a first or worst when both of them red light. That's not
that is confusing. First to worst is self-explanatory. Whoever commit the first infraction, the second infraction isn't worse than the first. That's the first
right,
to worst.
Right.
So if you red light and I cross the center line, my center line infraction overrides your red light infraction.
That's
first to worst.
There you correct. Go. Thank you.
Correct.
I know what. But hold on, everybody. I know what Rick was going to say about this. See, if both of them commit the first infraction, like
gonna
you,
go
I
through both of them.
Didn't I just say why we got to talk over both of them? I mean, we didn't bother you when you was talking, and you explained it perfect. So let me. Because Ricky was finna say the same thing you were saying, but then he said to the both red light, who red light first, that ain't first or worst, that's why I stopped him. That's all.
Right, well, I was just going to explain all of it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think he was going to explain the both. It's the first or worst infraction, but it carries like two different statements.
Right.
There are a list of rules.
Let's go back to what Rico said. If both cars red light, and that's all they do, then yes, whoever red lighted first gonna lose. That's not first or worst.
Right.
They committed the same offense. Whoever red lighted the baddest is gonna lose. Cause they,
can I say something
you know,
about that?
They light won't come on. Yeah, come on with it. Come on with it.
And first of all, motherfuckers need to know that when you red light, the clock is counting backwards. Because motherfuckers look at their ticket wrong, and they see a lower number, and they think they was higher than the other person, but the other person left first, or they left first. So Ricky probably can explain how I'm talking about the clock runs backwards when you red light with them negative numbers.
Right.
Right.
The lower the number, the better it is. Exactly. The lower the number is the best. The higher the number is, you can have a 001 red light and a 002 red light. The 002 red light loses.
Right. Exactly.
The higher the number. The higher the number.
Right. Right. Most people don't realize that clock is backwards when it's in the red.
Damn, Chuck, you're smart. You're pretty smart. You're almost smart as Brother B.
I ain't know nothing, dog. I'm just old drunk. That's all.
Yeah. Now, any more questions on that first or worst? Because I'm still getting the questions. I'm still getting questions on my text. I'm still getting texts on that.
They need to know because, like, a red light is like number 7 in an infraction, and a crossing the center line is like number 2 or 3, something like that. You look in the book, you'll find it.
Yeah, let me tell you
something. Get your NHRA rule book. It's $29.95.
Hey, free online.
Somebody asked a good question They said when you get no tickets, yes, it is bid into the clock. That's what Ricky was talking about. It's bid into the clock on a red light. If you red light, whoever red lighted the worst, the wind light, even though the other guy red lighted, will come on his side. It'll come on his side. It's already in the computer. It'll be in the computer if you're not getting tickets. Right. But you better make sure that computer's in the right mode, though. You better make sure that computer's in the right mode.
Correct.
Some people down there was losing their money down there in Valdosta this weekend because they was just in time trials and they had the clock in just time trials and the guy was red lighting but he was going on down there turning his wind light on too and they just didn't know the difference. They didn't know the damn difference.
that's exactly right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any more questions y'all want to talk about? Bring them on in, guys. Do some good stuff because we are helping some people because I'm getting a bunch of texts on stuff we're talking about that they didn't understand it. But, you know, and it's good to do this kind of stuff because you need to know. Twin, y'all from the DMV. I was listening to Post-Doc Joe show up there, and I heard some disturbing stuff that I see why y'all got problems sometimes. Y'all got people up there that don't – y'all listen to whoever got the loudest voice, not what's right. That's what y'all got to start doing. That. Like I think somebody said, whoever got the loudest voice or can speak the willest, that's who y'all listen to. Don't mean they're right, though. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Hey, dog, I got a question.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you this.
One other time.
When it's the
uh-huh.
Hey, dog, I'm going to say this. When it's the blind leading the blind, who knows anything?
You got that's what I was getting at. But anyway, thank you, Twin. That's what I was getting at. Next time,
oh,
if
man,
they got a show
King
like
Hater.
This, they, be quiet, kid. Don't you hear me talking to him? The man is trying to. See, next time they got a show like that, Twin, tell them to get somebody on there that know the rules and not, you know, not be biased and not just go by who the popular guy is and who can talk the loudest. Because that's what was happening up there. I listened to that. I got sick listening to that shit, man. Come on.
Which one did you see? Hey, dog, which one did you see? The one in the morning or the one in the evening?
I'm just going to answer it like that. I'm going to plead the fifth on the rest of it.
All right.
All I'm saying is the DMV need to have some knowledge of people for these DP men. That's all, I'm going to just say it like that. Y'all are in trouble up there for DP men.
All I can say, the DMV is the weakest motherfuckers I've seen.
Well, they are that.
Damn.
They are that now. They are that with Florida close second. Florida close second.
How long have you been holding that in, Chuck?
Last 12 years.
Damn.
All right, before y'all start joking, anybody got any more good question we need to talk about? Any more situations that we need to talk about that might arise?
Yeah, who makes the best slick? Goodyear or Hoosier?
Right now, Hoosier.
Okay.
To me, Hoosier. Cause Mickey Thompson got bigger. They want to make sure they trying to do all the radio stuff. So Hoosier, to me, make the best slick now. I'm saying now. They don't last as long, but they're the best slick to me. Anybody else might have another opinion. Go ahead.
Phoenix
style? Come on, man. Hey, I saw a dude with some Phoenixes on now. The PA rubbed off of a truck.
Yeah, hey, I know motherfuckers still use them, but they be working for them.
If you don't have a high horsepower car, if you don't have a high horsepower car, they will work. Chuck laughing, but they will work. They used to be some good things. They used to be good now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find my man that used to be over damn Mickey Thompson. See, like, so I still got his number. Gave me a set of brand new ones. I have his number now. Damn. I ain't got his damn number now. We're going to find out about them tires. But I ain't got his number.
Well, seem like they having a tire war down in Bradenton.
But on them pro mods down there, kid?
Yeah.
What you mean by that?
Some of them down there talking about Goodyear's better and some down there talking about Hoosier or better. They're going back and forth.
It's like this here, kid. Think about it. If you use auto lights, you're going to say they're the best. If I use NGK, I'm going to say they're the best. Everybody's going to say whatever they're using is the best. So that's just an opinion. You got to figure out that for yourself what you want.
Mm-hmm. Not the D5 compound.
Yeah, T5. I mean, Tim House think them big tires and Willie balls is the best. Him and Leaky Neal and think that Chuck and Danielle know better.
Well, hold on, dog. Hold on. Let me just say something about that. I like big tires and Willie balls.
I know
just
you
do. Don't have nobody to race like that up here. There's only a handful that'll race.
Well,
they just
well, let me
pass,
ask you a question, then, Chuck.
Don't want to race.
Let me ask you a question, Chuck. Since you're saying that, let me ask you a question, Chuck. And you ain't got to answer if you don't want to. Have you been faster with the little tires or the big tires? Which one you went the fastest on?
Big tires.
Because you can put out where you was at. You was putting out most stuff there. You just ain't got the
Here's the thing. I got an old ass car. It is not set up for radios at all.
Okay.
My weight ratio is way the fuck off. I can't lead the way I want to lead. I got to stick so much weight on that bitch to keep it down. So it's slowing the car down.
I got you. Good report. Now, that's a good report. Now, Daniel came down to Holly Springs, made 74 passes when he first got this small car. He had the big tires on. And he couldn't do nothing with the big tires down in Holly Springs because it was bogging him down. He made 74 passes with them doggone small tire radios. And after he got through making all them passes, Chuck, he said, I'll never put a big tire back on my car again.
Yeah.
In other
because
words, he did real good.
It's the same
Come
thing.
On, Cassie.
He got nobody to race up here.
Right.
So
we got to
go to Rome and do what the Romans do.
They don't understand that, Chuck. They don't understand that, Chuck. Come on, Cal City. What you got?
I ain't got nothing, dog. Just...
Well, what the hell? What you hit the one button for, Cal?
You can talk, Cal. Tim went on mute.
Go ahead, Tim.
I just hit the one button to say hi.
That's another race
thing
going on.
I just wanted to say hi.
Okay. Hello.
What you said, Chuck?
I say that's another race ain't gonna happen.
Oh man.
Uh oh. I ain't getting in that car, kid. I ain't got no air conditioning.
No, no seat belts either.
Uh oh. I ain't getting in that car.
Hey, I like mine, but it just ain't happening. So what I'm gonna do?
Right.
I'm gonna sit there like everybody else up here and put their car in the garage. Nope, just got to make a few changes and go play.
Uh-oh. I heard that.
Now, what race you saying that will never happen, Chuck? What race is that?
Uh-oh.
Tim and Kyle.
Buddy, he need to be worried about me crawling over there grabbing that Monte Carlo. That's what he need to be worried about.
Damn.
I gave him my word. He does not listen.
You gave me your word last year. You just like motherfucking President Trump and
Biden.
Hold on.
If Skin is on the phone and Brother D and all them, that when Leon let that button go, I turned around and got out of character, I said, I'm going to do something to some brothers tonight. That's what I told him. I didn't say that to nobody else. I was talking to Chuck, and Chuck know it. But he trying to use psychology on me. That ain't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. I'll be there real soon. Don't worry. It's coming.
Well, I'll tell you what you do then.
Uh-oh.
Let's put up a little deposit that we can race
real
on
busy
in
right
September.
Now, Chuck.
Shit.
No, you ain't that motherfucking busy, Chuck.
Damn.
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
So we already know them races ain't going to happen, so I don't even know why you
keep talking
about it.
Tim House,
I like what he said when he called you a chump. He called you a chump. I heard that. I like that. Get to him, Chuck. Give him hell. I like what you're talking about. Like
hey, we already know it, the fact. He just like to hear his own self-talk.
Oh, Lord.
And then he called me about another motherfucker that ain't going to never race me.
Uh-oh, Lord. Who is that?
Fane's Black.
Oh, oh man.
I can't.
Not James Black.
James Black erased. James Black erased. So I can't do that. James Black, we erased.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, dog. See.
Hey, I believe the guy got some good motherfucking heart, but they had their chance in Mississippi. Don't wait till my motherfucking car break then talk about racing.
You got a point there, Chuck. You got a point there.
And if you're going to call me late at motherfucking night, be ready to make that fucking deposit. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, you're going to have to send Chuck to anger management class, man, this guy.
No, Tim, he's fine, just like he is. Leave Chuck alone.
He ain't angry.
Great personality, charming. Yeah, just charming personality and everything. Leave the gentleman alone. It's Mr., capital M-R, period, Mr. Chuck to you.
Lord.
Not the Billy D. Williams for the figure out with a robe on.
Come on. Bob. I heard that bad joke.
Lay back and relax. Well, a question came in. Are they prepping for slicks or radials? Most tracks are still... 80% of the tracks are still prepping for radio, but they doing a lot. Some people are testing tuning. They got smaller. They said they prepping for slicks. Now that's you still got your slicks, but a lot of them are too are going to that no prep. So they do what they can to make that money and not spend much money they have to. They only prep doing this for the shows really good on that radio prep stuff.
That's a smart decision.
Yeah,
you're gonna get more
dog.
People in you. Both
I seen where they prep for one lane radials and the other lane with slicks. I seen that.
That's normal on a test and tune because I can't grudge the Joker like that if we both got radios on because he ain't gonna want to get that slicks out and I ain't gonna want to get it either. So yeah, they got a lot of tracks doing that, Kelsey. A lot of tracks are doing that too, but it's mostly test and tune or private testing they do that on. Yeah. Me, myself. I'm getting a tick. Y'all talk now. Y'all talk. Don't y'all. Y'all got a good discussion going on. Y'all ain't fighting. Y'all fighting in between times, so that's a good thing. Open you up. Hit the one button. I don't see you. Dre, where you at?
Oh.
Dre, I don't see you. Don't y'all start that. Please, man. I asked y'all nicely. Not to start it till he start getting out of character. If he don't get out of character, don't bother him, man. Please. I know we'll be doing it, too. I ain't going to tell you. I know we'll be doing it. Y'all stop.
Will it dog?
Yeah.
There is a golden rule. When that individual get on the show, he got to acknowledge me when he get on my show. So I'm glad it's your show.
All right, Dre.
He's going to acknowledge me.
Dre, you open, Dre. Scared to talk with you. Oh, what?
I ain't saying shit. I'm listening to that fat-ass man say some dumb shit, but I got to acknowledge him.
Well, now see, that's great. I just told him not to bother you. We got a discussion. You come right on here, Starker. Go ahead. Let me hold back the pass. Yeah, let me hold back the
pass. Oh, I'll
close that barn door.
That was hungry. Well, that's one they remember. That's, you know, that's one they're going to always remember because they're going to, they figure they got a raw deal, but they didn't. That did help change the climate of racing. They started making us.
Oh, yeah.
That
changed all the racing around because now motherfuckers hit the wall and stay in their lane and it ain't no argument about it. As long as you call out a grudge rule.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I sat down, so stop the whole lot of shit.
Whatever. What else y'all got on that menu, man? Bring out all your problems you got on there. We don't care what it is. We here to talk about anything y'all want to talk about today.
Hey, dog, I got a question.
Come on, Chuck. Come on with it.
God damn it. You and Bobby fighting again? I ain't heard his ass on here in a month.
No, we ain't really fighting, but I'm going to remember that, though. I'm going to remember he don't come on. He said he'd be working and be sleeping at night. So, no. I'm glad you noticed that now, Chuck.
Okay.
No, I put it this way. If we fighting, I don't know nothing about it. I'm going to put it that way because maybe he got something against me, and I just don't know it. I said maybe now. Uh-oh. You might have woke somebody up. Wheelchair, man.
I'm on here.
You brought him out the closet, Chuck.
I'm on here tonight, yeah. Dog. Shit, I'm on here.
Well, yeah. Okay, Bobby, because I already asked him on the morning show why he was barking out the show, you know, but he said he had been working. I had to give him the benefit of the doubt, Chuck. But there he is, though.
Yeah.
Bobby, you think I'll be lying when I tell you people he asking about you. Chuck don't be the only one asking about you. And it just go to show you, folks be paying attention. Why such and such ain't come on the show? Why this ain't? Hey, man.
I've been having to get up at 1 o'clock at night, so I had to go to sleep early.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the daytime. It's hard, but I got to work tonight, so.
Yeah. Now I didn't even bring it up either. You see somebody else brought it up. You see, I didn't even say nothing about it. Somebody else brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't
You heard that Tate and Jamie almost settled the argument, right? You heard they almost settled the argument, didn't you?
Mexico standoff.
And they're going to sell it to one of them get their ass put out.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think it's going to happen this year.
We were talking today.
hey, you know both of them motherfuckers, they like to race. They going to be at the same track one day, and it's going to happen.
Man, Brother D got a brand new parachute, man. He got a brand new parachute. The tag still.
What are you going? What are you doing, skydiving?
Oh, man. Damn, Lord have mercy.
That motherfucker got no parachute. I don't believe it.
Man,
I'm going to sit back here.
A brand new parachute with the tag still on it now. I'm telling y'all now.
I got some stuff for you. You need to talk. I got a lot of stuff for you.
Now Bob, what about that? What you mean he's going to jump out of the sky? You mean that what he got it for?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You said skydiving. You said parachute. I got some parachutes.
Oh, man. Is it a sprout?
Yeah, you got to have a sprout.
And the bad thing about it, though, my stepson said he's going to be tough, though. My stepson said he's going to be tough, but
He's coming out. He's still moving in the right direction. He's going to be all right.
Hey,
Bro D. Hey, Bro D.
Come on, my brother.
Come on, man. I talk to you. I said, Bro D, can't tell everything. Because you got the wheels on the car, rear end all in, and it's lined up at the door ready to go on the trailer. Why are you talking like that?
Okay.
They going to know something. Just relax.
You're right, my brother.
Got the doors, the whole front, everything ready to go. You got it at the door, man. Come on.
You're right.
Bobby, he still got the tag on the parachute, man. He still got the tag on it, man.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Well.
If you got a car, why the fuck is you worrying about somebody else's motherfucking car?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Come on, Chuck.
But I do give Brother D permission. When I get ready to roll it out the garage, you can go ahead and let them know.
Hey,
ran
Tim
all
House.
The way. I'm sorry.
Tim House. If nobody else catch it, I called it Tim. I called it
okay.
Tim. Well, you told Brother D not to tell, but you came on and told everything about his program. I called it.
I just wanted to nut you. I understand all these rules and regulations and grudge racing. Hey, Bobby Cole, it's all right for me to be looking for who looking for me. Is it? It's okay, ain't it? I just want to make sure.
No, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. What would it take to get Tim House down to Alabama on the 22nd or the 23rd of April?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
He got a free round trip.
Huh? Oh, Lord. Bobby trying to take the man's excuses. Bobby, you taking the man's excuses, man. Come on, man. You can't do that, man. You taking the man's excuses.
Bring me all your, bring me your four gas receipts and going back.
He said, which way you get down now? Take 94 or what?
Just go to Georgia and go straight down. You'll run right into that motherfucker.
Hang a piece of chicken off the rearview mirror. He'll follow you off a cliff.
Ain't nothing wrong with you looking for you, but now what's wrong with them guys looking for you?
That goddamn grudge gonna be out there.
Oh shit!
Uh-oh. Oh Lord!
That grudge just about like chemo.
Oh man!
That's
just a memory.
You're laughing, Dre. You're laughing, Dre.
Just a memory.
Just a lover.
Why I can't laugh, Bob? I'm just laughing. Shit, let me laugh better.
You bust out laughing too. Tim probably got that thing ready. He just don't want to tell nobody. He going to slip that thing on somebody's ass not for long.
You better not bring that motherfucker out.
Bobby, go on the bench. You're delusional. You're delusional, Bobby.
Oh, hell.
The man offered him a free trip there and back to come to his race.
Aye, man.
And he also want to do his lap.
I got a text. I got an anonymous donor. They got $300 in games they're going to put in. They got $300.
Well, we're going to put him up to sleep then.
Bobby didn't tell him what direction to go. He didn't tell him what highway to get on.
He got a goddamn Tom Joyner goddamn cruise. He got 3 days and 4 nights.
Gracious. But hey, what a dog. One thing
you
can
do
know
all
for
your
sure.
testing Thursday.
Yep.
I'll be in that bit Friday at 3 o'clock and ready to go to your ass.
It ain't not my fault right now, dog. But that dog on Chuck
I just
know
got
I picked up that power plant. He
I just
that.
Got I just got
you
another hey, I just got another text, Bobby. That 300 that went up to 500. $500 over there. We have a bill in the house, man. Wait till we get off the show, please.
That's Chuck's knees knocking. He don't really want to show up.
Uh-oh.
I bet I could send that fucking deposit in.
Uh-oh.
Man, let me get all kind of grants in there. Hold on a minute.
I'm going back on mute, Flop.
Hey, Chuck, you sound like you got your header for that guy.
Ben had him in there.
I ain't got to do
Ben
shit.
Had him in there.
Go pull that bitch out.
Ben
the
had
box.
Him in there. Uh-oh.
You got heating them headers, boy.
Chuck gets so nasty, man.
Yeah,
I always have heat in my head.
Chuck, I always come out. I ain't worried about damn motherfucker on this phone.
It's only a race.
Y'all rough.
You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And you ain't in a motherfucking fight, then you just a spectator.
I want to see Chuck face if Tim go up in him. I want to see Chuck face.
Well, you get your ass in there and drive it.
Hey, Chuck,
I just want to see your face if he beat you. That's all I'm saying, Chuck.
If he beat me, I'm going to still be the same motherfucker. I'm going right back at his ass.
God.
I don't know. Sometime when you get your butt whooped the right way, you don't want to go back.
He better try to beat me the right way, and I don't think it's going to happen at all.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
My Leon boys.
That dog, what'd you say? Something just so nasty with it.
He nasty with it, Drake.
Hey, well, I ain't never man up to a man like that.
That's one thing, Andre. Yeah.
Not the New Jack City Chuck.
No, I ain't no New Jack. I ain't no New Jack.
Man, that Chuck been the same motherfucker ever since I met that nut. That nut. Hey, man, I ain't worried about now, motherfucker out here.
Somebody need to put Chuck in his place, though. He'll get a little out of shape. Somebody need to put him in his place.
Well, goddamn, you tried last year.
Chuck, oh, every year, you know, now, hey, Chuck, no, he wants me every year. That's a rifter. He wants me every year. Y'all ain't got to laugh at me.
You
me
got
Chuck
locked
in for hours.
Hey, dog.
You want me to put Chuck in their place?
Yep. Somebody needs to. Yes, sir.
What you got?
I got brother.
I'm ready. I
put you in your place.
I'm ready.
Let me get this raised out the way. After this coming weekend, then we'll lock in.
Come out the woodwork. It was coming out of the woodwork.
We lock in for about a cold. Let me get the 17th out the way, and then
okay.
We lock in for about a cold, right?
I ain't got
no problem putting you in your place, but dog.
I'm with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know,
Chuck going to have a cold. He going to have the flu.
You already know. Oh, come on,
Tim. Hey, Tim, let me tell you something. Hold on, Tim. You ain't safe either. I'm going to put you in your place.
I'm staying in the bushes.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in your place, too.
Yeah. You licking boots down here in Tennessee.
Hey, Flop, I'm a predator in your place, too. Not a predator, Flop.
My cock is dirty, I ain't gotta be there. It's a motherfucker that can drive it. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
I mean that.
Holy man. Chuck is nasty.
Tim was just looking for anybody to swing the seat in and swing. And he told him his ass ain't safe too and sent him on the bushes.
That's
gonna be a lot of turn of events going on.
Well, now word of mouth don't mean nothing. Just talk about it ain't about nothing. They gotta do it.
I think we're gonna step to their head. I believe that.
Hey, Flop, you know that on Whit? Predator.
You know when Kerwin get to talking. See, you talk to Whit half of the time, but you talk to Kerwin at night.
Kerwin. Yeah, you got a point there now. You got a point there now, Drew. Curry a bad joker. Now, hey, Bobby, we ain't worth a damn, but that Curry is a bad joker. Curry is a bad joker.
That Curry was a bad ass.
Hey, dog.
Bobby Cole. What's wrong
with this picture when you got 15 motherfuckers trying to help you and you just being quiet?
Why are you talking about Tim House like that, man? Why are you talking about Tim like that? Come on, Chuck. You gotta talk about the man in public like that, man.
Chuck, So get you another cool light, man, and chill out, man. You done went on, you done hushed that man up for the night.
No, motherfucker, I drink Miller High Life.
That's the same thing. And y'all piss water.
Nah, it ain't.
Ain't no
I'm just
piss
saying.
Water.
If a motherfucker tell me they gonna help me to race and do what they need to do, yeah I'm coming.
Hold up now. If I'm giving some more money for Tim, let me see what this text says. Oh, I thought they were putting in some more money. We already got up to $500. Bobby's going to pay for gas up and back there. What are you waiting on? Well, they're taking all the excuses from him. They're taking all the excuses
from him.
Hey,
dog, I ain't going to lie. I think he's waiting on mud, dog.
Hey, dog. He's been down to the water. He's been saved. He's been saved. He ain't coming out of there. He's been saved. They took him down to the water. He didn't only get baptized. He got saved.
Don't talk about that waterfall, because they say when they come around there, they already got the Holy Ghost. We ain't want to bring the religion in there, but we ain't want to bring the religion in there. Tim, you went in the water and see when you didn't want to be there?
He got it just in time, too, but they own it.
Yeah. So, Bobby, what's your prediction on the Tate and Jamie? They done sell it. They done buried the hatchet. Both of them said they ain't going to mess with each other. They both agreed they wasn't going to mess with each other. They don't even want to race each other.
I don't see no reason why. But I don't know what transpired. But in this game here, man, you out the money. If you out here hustling, you're a true hustler and a gambler, you out the money.
Right.
But I don't know what their ordeal is. But I don't see how it's not happening. Their cars ain't ready right now, and they can't talk a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You're just lip boxing right now. I think everybody is, but right now, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, what you doing, Bobby? You know, you've been kind of quiet lately too. What you got going on with your program?
I gotta get in the shop. Tate's in the shop right now. When he get out, I get in. You know, I had problems once I went to South Georgia and Florida, so I didn't know. I figured out the problem, so I gotta get in there and get it fixed.
Yes, sir. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think all them guys is in the shop. And, whenever they see somewhere, they going to see somewhere this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As old fans say, a chain got to come. A chain got to come.
Yeah. I like that song. Say, be ready. Be ready. They better be ready.
Yeah, but they both said they gonna leave each other alone, but I don't believe it. That's two alpha males.
That shit ain't nothing but maybe a month. They'll be right back at each other. But both of them got some anger management problems. So shit, they ain't gonna help.
But once he take that, once these both of them take the card out, it's gonna start all back over again.
Yeah, damn right.
Uh-oh.
Come on, boy, I beat your ass, and they gonna be like, motherfucker, I'll get five on the dime, motherfucker. I'm sick of you.
I mean, Tate's been talking about racing. I mean, more people been talking about Tate racing than he's been talking about racing, because you know his car ain't nowhere near ready. And Jamie, you know, he only been out with Ghostbusters at the last race, so he got to get that thing in where they wanted it. He ain't heard nothing from backstabbing. So everybody's in the shop right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me ask a question.
I ain't ready.
If all these, if,
he
hey,
ain't ready.
Let me ask a question then, Bobby. Let me ask a question, Bobby.
Hey,
why we, when people, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish with Bobby. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Me and Bobby want to hear what you got to say.
I think I think the whole problem is of where they going to race. Now, if they was on some motherfucking neutral ground, I think that shit would pop. Because they both, goddamn it, want to race.
But
so
I was
if they
ask
come up with something neutral, not their home track, I think the shit going to jump.
Shit. Can't be no more damn neutral than down in Steele, Alabama, then.
Steele
sound
good.
Can't get no neutral in
Steele sound good. They both run good down there.
Can I ask
but you ain't going to race no motherfucker at their home track, whether it's advantage or not. Fuck that.
Nah, hey, what a dog. This dog on
Chuck
got comment. Chuck got comments and information, inside information. But when Bobby Cole said all the cars got the cars, motors and everything in the shop, it's okay for Bobby, but he got a problem with I. I got a problem with him.
Oh,
I got a problem.
Got
you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
About my car motor and all that in the shop. But I'm
doing the best I can, dog.
Say that one more time, Tim. Got a point
there, Tim. What do you say?
He said Bobby Cole said
the same thing he said about being in the shop and all that, and you didn't say nothing.
He ain't got no point, dog. Because those cars he's talking about, they raced last year. Tim didn't.
So he's
been in the shop far longer than them.
That's a two-year running.
I will run that motherfucker at any track he picks as long as it ain't got guardrails. Now, you got the motherfucking advantage. You can come to Bobby Cole race and they going to help your punk ass.
Damn.
Do whatever the fuck they got to do.
Yeah.
And I ain't trying to call you out your name, but that's some punk shit you said. They going to help you and help pay for your shit to get down there.
Lord have mercy.
Now, back to what I said, dog. I think Tate and Jamie would be a good motherfucking race at Steele. For whatever event down there. They both running the same shit, little bitty ass tires on the radio.
I second that emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, now, Tim, get your punk ass to Bobby Race, and we can kick this shit off. We could be the first two motherfuckers down the track.
Tim, how says GPS ain't working? Tim says GPS ain't working.
We'll buy him a Garmin.
If a person, I mean, if they gonna fuck around and be ready to race good enough, they can go rent the track anyway. It don't have to be at nobody event. I mean, if that could be stopping somebody, it don't have to be at no event. They've been arguing enough. Well, that will happen at some point in time or another. I don't know how they come to the conclusion that they ain't gonna run one of those. That's just out the question.
Right, Bob.
This gonna keep happening.
That's right, Bob.
Jamie get in that when he get in this war zone, I mean he gonna try something. And Tate already he's still on automatic. He ready, the car ready.
Good point. We just gonna sit back and say, let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, I think this year gonna get real interesting in some racing, boys.
Hey, they gonna come up with something for the end of the year. But that's still Alabama. That's a bad motherfucking track.
Well, to be neutral for them, I mean the track that we probably gonna go to. I mean, Danny Boy them got a race way over in Texas. Jamie go to that race. I believe we're going to be at that race as well. I mean, Florida got a couple races coming up. And Mike got a race in South Georgia.
So,
it ain't hard to get
so
it together.
With all that, somebody ought to come up with a race out of all that, man. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally
I mean,
up
he ain't
to
got
them.
That energetic because he ain't got the car ready. The car ain't ready, so it ain't really nothing just to really just talk about. I mean, everybody laid back right now. I just think everybody just laid back. Once he jump on that fast car, he gonna be fired up. You run them little bitty cars now.
Let's talk about some little bitty ass cars like that.
Come on with it, motherfucker.
I don't even know why I'm talking to this motherfucker.
Come on, man. Why you gotta talk to him like that, Chuck? Why you gotta talk so mad?
I'm just talking normal, dog.
Okay. Yeah. Chuck, boy. Chuck,
you
man,
wanna
man.
Help
what
him? Bobby wanna help him. He got half a mission.
Man,
wanna help him. Fuck all y'all up.
I just got $500 donut. Somebody,
what part are you looking for? What part are you needing? What's the hold up?
It's the hard valve. Go to the land of Oz and get a motherfucking heart.
Need surgery. The hospitals are booked.
He ain't waiting on no part.
Needs some nuts.
He got everything. He say he got everything.
He ain't got no motherfucking heart.
Come on,
oh,
Tim.
Man.
Get up, Tim.
Not the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he got to go to the Wizard.
Come on, Bobby.
Tim just real particular about who he want to do certain things to his car. He wouldn't care if you took him over to Tim McCamus or RJ or whatever. If he don't he don't want to go there. He comfortable with the people that he got and he okay waiting on them. So that's really where he at with it.
Well, in layman's term, he's scared.
Tim Amerson, RJ will get you out of their shop.
Hey, Flop, they got sassy man up there will take his car. I'll call the motherfucker myself.
And he know
what I'm talking about.
Well, see, Chuck, I know it's some garbage in the game because I know you have used the same person he has used on some other stuff, and you was in and out.
Tim never want anybody can't work on his car. And bro, Tim ain't no young man. And he's got his selection that he wants to mess with his car. There's nothing wrong with that. He's not going to let no one else touch him but them. So when they get through pressing, he's not going to take the pressure. We ain't got nothing but some motherfucking regular ass cars.
They not the fastest. They all in the same lane.
I thought you was on mute, B.
Now, Chuck make a lot of sense in what he's saying. But see, the person is particular, they just particular. You know, that's it. Bro, Tim,
oh, man,
not
that
the
motherfucker ain't particular.
When you let Brother Tim say that, be let Brother Tim say that.
He ain't particular.
Not the crutch.
What I'm saying, he got to have some kind of put his body on or something. You should be quiet.
Let this discussion go on.
You know that.
This is a talk show. We don't want to hear the drama.
What do he need? Well, actually, dog, what do he need? He needs the cap mounted or he needs some sassy where he needs somebody to check
Brother D said he don't need nothing. He just want a certain person to work on his car. That's it. I can understand that on the back line, but on the front line, he's scared.
Does that mean he want a guy to work on it? That he can't get to it right now, ain't no problem to let it go.
You hit the nail on the head, Bobby.
That motherfucker can't get to it since 2020.
Damn.
Oh, that's right. This is 2023, ain't it? Yeah.
This
yeah.
Itself is just so nice. Then. Yeah, well, I didn't know what he needed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is General Hospital open?
Somebody trying to suck their own dick. I hear.
The guy in life. You know, he say, so he ain't searching for tomorrow. He just.
Oh, man, not searching for tomorrow.
So in all essence, God forbid, if the man he wants to work on the car, a pass away or get sick and can't work on it, that means him and waiting to get well or come back alive, reincarnate.
Oh, oh man.
I said God forbid, though.
You know what, dog? I think we talking to the wrong motherfucker. We need to get the other cone on this bitch because he got some heart.
Oh, man,
that ain't got no motherfucking heart.
Not Clyde.
Hey, dog, don't chuck me down like. That made councilman a political guy out there in Chicago and Michigan somewhere.
Tim can make that move now. Tim can make that move.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, who blowing that bull horn?
Whoever, I just hope he sucked that rag down his goddamn throat.
Yeah, no, he trying to suck that dick.
They ain't killing him with the sleeping.
They trying to
suck that rag down his throat. No, dog, I'm in the bushes. Just don't kick him because you make me run out.
Wait a minute, hold on. And his motherfucking driver going to be down there. I don't see what the fucking problem is.
Oh, man.
Who is it? Who is his driver?
Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, maybe get more brownie points by talking about somebody else's car and trying to lock somebody else's car in and get more brownie points.
You got a point there, Bobby.
Hold on, Bobby. Jamie ass don't want to race him. He the motherfucker.
Huh?
I just got that text from somebody. I don't know who it is. He said him. The text came in, Jamie ass don't want to race me. Don't want to race who? I ain't gonna tell you. Hey, man, stop the noise while I get you off the phone. I can't find you right now. Cut the bullshit out. We're trying to hear.
I told you, stars.
I ain't gonna tell you his name started with a T and end with an E.
Oh, man.
Oh, you allowed both of them was on the show this morning, and they both did the same pump faking shit. Both of them did.
At Steel.
Well, both of them pumped. Let me cut this motherfucker off. Goddamn noise.
They put a lift on the phone, man. They ain't. Lord, how much. Get Trigger Man on here to verify that. Don't have to. They already done did it. I done heard enough of them all day today. I wasn't on there to hear, so I want to hear now. They told me not to call them on the show. They said they wouldn't get on the show.
Hey,
Dre.
Yeah.
Hey, Dre. What y'all bringing to Bobby Cole race?
We got a few things coming. Why? What's up?
You bringing what?
We got a few things coming. What you looking for?
Looking for a car to Texas.
It's plenty of cars out of Texas. Shit, name one particular.
What are you bringing, Dre? I know,
man,
you ain't got a car, but what are y'all bringing?
You say what out?
I say, now I know you ain't got a car. What are y'all bringing out of Texas?
There's a couple of them coming. We got a couple of Camaro coming, a couple of G-Body coming.
Name them. What name
them? Hey, Willie Dawg.
Yeah.
At least I see At least I see Chuck ain't no, you know, he don't show no favoritism. He can get on Texas, too. So I feel better that he ain't just on me. It don't matter who it is.
Hey, Tim, let me tell you something. I done raced more motherfuckers. I ain't never seen their car before more than you ever raced in your life.
Damn.
Chuck, somebody needs to whoop Chuck butt. Chuck just out of line. Chuck just out of pocket.
Goddamn Chuck, bad
ass. He ain't saying this shit on accident either. He ain't saying it on accident.
He ain't saying it on accident. He bad acting.
Chuck mean that shit. And you got a man that race once every 9 years, shit. And
Every 9 years.
Yeah, one every nine.
Bro Tim, and you say you want the fudge, bro Tim. And you say you're looking for the fudge, bro Tim.
Not the fudge.
He say he want it. I guarantee you he don't. And the motherfucker that's live and for him too. I bet he don't want it either.
Hey, bro Tim, that's right. That's that BC in it.
My bad. Yeah, it don't matter what motherfucker. I bet you that motherfucker that's lying for that red car don't want it either.
Oh, man.
Hey, Willie Dog.
I'm listening.
I got you in the private room, man. I'm going to tell you what's up with Tim. Tim really waiting on Brother D. They gonna come out at the same time. They gonna do some match racing. They got some big money people behind them. Gonna pay them to match race across the country. So that's what the whole thing is. They gonna debut together.
Not the mongoose and the snake.
I'd be at risk. I seen your picture of it. Same car.
I seen your picture because it'll be on your next show.
It'll be on Trump page.
Oh man.
He got a photo shoot with Drag Zine magazine coming up in about 3 weeks. He'll be on the cover.
Hey
man, what you laughing so hard for?
He's sure laughing, ain't he? He don't know them goddamn lyrics that's been dangerous motherfuckers in the up on that side over there. And west side and south side.
Man, they gonna run that Buick with their damn tow truck.
These shows I recorded.
Might have been in a lot of races, and he have came out on top on many of them.
That was Didi.
Might as well go get your advertising in.
You got limited edition T-shirts and hats. Hey, limited edition T-shirts going for $95. You can get your hat for $65.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
hell. My T-shirt.
$95 for the T-shirt. $65 for your caps.
Yeah, I got large. I got limited edition, large and extra large.
Well, hey, Flop, what's going to be on the shirt? I am by far no preacher.
He never said he was a preacher.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Why don't you get up with Corey and them and see if they're going to still bring their Camaro.
Who there is Corey?
You know who Corey is. They from Alabama.
I don't know them.
Corey
yeah,
Gates.
You're
talking about Corey Gates.
Oh, Corey Gates. Yeah, okay. No, they got their own little clique that they be betting on. They'll be there. They be there betting their money. They got their little clique they be on.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about them. They're going to be the first one in the gate. They'll be there.
We ain't got too much more goddamn arguing to do. Goddamn April. April just around the corner, less than 60 days. Put 10,000 on top of the pot. 10,000 on top of the pot, 5-inch 484, nitrous only, small block boost, single turbo. Putting $5,000 on top of the pot, all steel, all glass.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes steel, sometimes glass.
2% entry fee, taking all goddamn runs. Friday night, I'm doing the diaper game. Goddamn it, bring your ass, bring your goddamn it, a spare pair of Huggies or some Pampers. Don't make no difference. Yes, sir.
Well,
and got a goddamn teeny weeny bikini contest.
Yes,
goddamn it.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
man.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have your wet T-shirt on there in the bottom, or you can come all hands, goddammit, no,
Tell Jeremiah he can get in, too. Tell Jeremiah he can get in,
too. Oh, man, hush, leave that.
Not the butt naked. Not the butt naked.
Yeah, I'm taking them all shape, form, and fashion. $1,000. Right, the first round of the goddamn shootout Saturday night. While they prepping the track, they gonna walk the goddamn track.
That legendary King B on this motherfucker.
King B just like the Grudge. He obsolete, man.
Okay, that sounds good.
He better not breathe out.
I got him on mute right now, dog. I don't want him to talk.
He's smart, Dre. You should be on the same mute he on because you ain't doing no good either.
I ain't said a goddamn thing. Did you hear me say anything?
You ought to be quiet because you can't. They asked you what car you were bringing. You couldn't tell them, bro.
Did you hear me say any goddamn thing? I ain't said shit.
Yeah, you said you were bringing a couple of cars.
Two Camaros and a couple of G-bodies.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm picking back out what Chuck said. Is it been quite often that you've seen a lot of guys that got race cars that's trying to book other people's cars, or either just trying to see another race other than trying to race himself?
Yeah,
Come on, Bobby.
I mean, that kind of stuff, man, it can make me confusing. I mean, you could get into a whole heated up argument about another motherfucker's car, and you ain't got
no other
motherfucker's car.
Come on, Bobby.
I just wonder why this shit happens when you see this shit and you get into a heated argument over a whole nother motherfucker car.
Man, quit telling the truth, man.
And you ready.
I'm telling you.
You ready.
They locked the door behind. They can't lock the door behind.
And you argue because another motherfucker won't race, and you sitting there won't race.
Oh, no.
I just sometimes wonder why. About the fight, man. I sometimes wonder. That bothers me. I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that and listening to that different shit go on. The man ain't that shit by his own goddamn car.
Oh,
mm-hmm. You got a point there. Mm-hmm. You got a point there, Bobby.
Yeah. No, you got two or three points.
It's kind of confusing to me a little bit. I'm going to figure it out, within days to come.
It's called a look away.
Uh-oh.
Is that what they call? It sure fit that damn description. I got a long way to go tonight, goddamn me.
315-5893. Who is that?
315-5893.
You close them back up. They making too much noise. They were there grinding on something. I had to close them back up.
Might have been Holbrook working on the motor.
Come on, man. There you go talking about somebody else's car again. The man said, Bobby said, the man talk about somebody else's car more than talk about their own car.
You know how a motherfucker can talk about his camp. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers in his camp. They shit or something. Yeah, something he can book up. I mean, when you get the office, motherfucker, the nigga said lock in. Go, man, fuck it, you lock in. I don't believe they gonna back up. I can't do that.
Oh, man. Not the moonwalk.
You physically get up here, argue with a motherfucker to the top of your goddamn voice.
Damn, Bobby.
Stop talking about Tim.
Come on, man. Tim, my buddy.
I wouldn't say that nobody. I ain't said no name. I just figured that.
That truck is so nice.
This is the last Black History Month, man. And Bobby Cole come on in the last day. He must be the Black History Man.
You ain't heard too much about Jeremiah. You know, he might be doing some secret shit over there. You know, Jeremiah.
Man, Jeremiah was on the show the other day.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Looking for somebody to help him put a mattress in, man.
That bullshit ass, man.
Jeremiah, goddamn, come up with a motor in that motherfucker now. He might be tricking you, motherfucker.
Jeremiah is the trick.
A couple of cars come out of Chicago at a race. Ain't but a couple of them. You can count them motherfuckers on one face.
I'm going to call Jeremiah tomorrow.
Damn, Dre. You throwing hints at somebody, ain't you?
You better watch out, them motherfuckers. Got some cars up there in that race. You ain't some of them motherfuckers you ain't seen.
Yeah, half of them.
But you got to let the neck come out of Texas, though.
You got one hand, and you probably ain't gonna use all your fingers. Or how many of them motherfuckers gonna race?
Come on,
damn!
Come on, Dre, that's disrespectful, man.
No, Dre, I'm telling you, you come down there with one hand in Texas.
You got four fingers and a thumb left.
Dog, I'd rather not own a motherfucking car than have one ain't been out and fought a goddamn year.
You might be talking about Lula May. She had that old goddamn Karnak over there. You got to be talking about Lula May. Them motherfuckers, that got some cars.
Mm-hmm. Who got some cars? Where they at?
Goddamn right, they got the car.
Get in Chicago or go and do any motherfucking thing down south.
Well, they coming with some G-body, Dre. And they coming with some G-body.
All they doing is coming with them.
They
ain't be down south, but they choking with
them. Hey, Dre. That's why I asked you what the fuck was y'all bringing.
I'm not talking to you.
A couple of Camaros and a couple of G-bodies. You can't answer what you can't answer, Chuck.
Now, we race against each other, but when we come down south, our goal is to beat y'all ass.
Had that really just ever happened, Chuck? I mean, a couple of times. Yeah, y'all took a couple of asses.
Make sure you wear your boots. You might step in some horse manure. Make sure you wear your boots.
He meant hard as shit.
Lord, have mercy, Tim House.
Great day in the morning.
You motherfuckers here, boy.
So, Dre, you gonna ride one of your horses over there, or you coming on the bus? You gonna ride one of your horses over, or you coming on the bus?
Man, dog, them horses can't even make it to the end of the block. They ready for the soap
box. Oh, man, not the glue factory. Not the glue factory.
Man, I'm certified, man.
Let me
I used to work in the packing house. Man, the last one we cut up, dog. The dogs didn't even eat the meat. They refused to eat it. The dog on rotten horse.
Tim House, I'm back. You still talking?
I'm talking about that down in Texas. I'm talking about down in Texas.
Hey, Flop.
Oh, man,
Flop,
man,
Hey, Flop. It's like his nuts get hard for me. Every time I talk, that motherfucking nuts get rock hard. Tim House, you's a faggot. Every time I get on you, you's a punk, man. You get hard for me.
But I know that you hurry up and change the subject off of me because Chuck said Chuck said what you got down there.
You probably gonna cuss me out for this, but you all right with me. You all right with me and Tim all right with me. But if I had to trust one of y'all, I'm fucking with Big House 10 times over 2 over you.
That's cool.
I got to stay out of y'all's affairs.
Lord, have mercy.
Well, you ain't got to do that, Flop.
Bobby Cole just said you can wear Pampers or Depends or Huggies. It don't matter. I'm going to put his hemorrhoids out anyway. You ain't got to worry about that. I'm going to tear his hemorrhoids right out his behind.
He'll be leaking.
That's nasty.
Yeah. I'm doing the badass diaper game. Ass gonna get beat. The ass gonna get shit knocked out of them for days, all up their back.
You know them kid
had that shit all up their back.
It come out the pamper and be on their shirt.
Hey, and the next time they put them on, they gonna have them on like kid got them goddamn color pants all up the top of his ass.
And then the shit camouflage green. It's camouflage green.
Where kid have his pants at, Bobby?
All around his shoulder blades. That motherfucker got his pants around his shoulder blades. Goddamn suspenders in his back pocket, God. That's the goddamn kid.
Damn.
If he didn't take Urkel off the goddamn map, glory.
Urkel, yeah. That's what I was trying to think about. He got Urkel beat though. I think he got Urkel beat, Bobby.
Yeah. He gonna have the motherfucker pressed out.
Urkel, bro. And then I remember Mike here that he said, "Where kid at? That's kid over there." Mike said, "Over there with them damn pants around his nipples. That's him."
That was in Holly Springs.
In Holly Springs, yeah, Chuck. You that on damn pants up there, that damn brother down his nipples and shit, boy. That one nut hanging over to the side.
Well, kid ain't no big dude. He just tall. He ain't no big dude. He's skinny.
He ain't tall neither, though.
No, he's tall. He's tall to me, shit.
Damn,
he's 6'2 or some shit like that. I don't know.
That kid ain't that damn tall, man.
That motherfucker tall now.
Mm-hmm.
It look like Carl Paul when he come through that motherfucker.
He about 5'7", 5'9", man.
That shit.
No, he way taller than that.
That motherfucker 5'12". That motherfucker 5'11", was right at 6 feet.
5'12", Bob. You can't get 5'12", you mean
5'12".
He's telling that
boy. You a dumb motherfucker, bro. That's 5'12". 5'12", that's 6 feet, Bob. That's 6 feet, Bob. He's going to the bed, Bob.
Motherfucker better cut his goddamn hair off, but he up there.
Hey, 5'12", man. They put them on there, don't you? Bobby, go to sleep, Bobby. You got to get up
there, Five twelve and a half.
Come here, yeah, you're right there, man. You almost 13
he's
feet.
He's 6 feet, though, dog.
You're 5'13", huh? He got to be 6 feet.
If he is, he's 6 feet. I'll leave him at that.
But did not tell you let us get our jokes in. We don't want the truth, goddammit. We want the truth. That motherfucker 5'12".
Well, you
5'12".
You might stay on Texas.
5'12 and a half.
Okay, though, you might want to stay on Texas.
He said 5'12 and a half. He got to be 5'13 then. He got to be a 5'13.
Oh,
man. Hey, Willie Jones.
Drake wasn't bothering me. Drake wasn't bothering me.
No,
no, I'm
not bothering nobody.
Oh, you know Drake gone, man. Drake gone, man. Drake, he gone, man. He gone, man.
You
know
Drake's
going to get out of here.
He's giving you the jokes. Yeah,
yes, I did. He got King B on the line. Like, King B is just like him, a has-been.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Drake'll never be. What you think about a has-been? He'll never be.
Damn. Got a point there.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
You think Chuck gonna grow a little bit? Cause when that dog on parachute blossom, he gonna be able to see you over there. Which way did he go? I wanna know if he can see you on that parachute.
I ain't gonna never see your motherfucking parachute, Chuck, cause I'm gonna be in front of you.
Damn.
Hold on, dog. Hold on.
I'm going on mute, Chuck.
Let me ask you something, dog.
Come on with it, Chuck. Come on with it, Chuck. This motherfucker here done had Pro Tuners, the great Mike Hill, got everybody in the world trying to help him. And it ain't nobody, goddamn it, but me. And this punk motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. You done call the man his name in the book.
God,
call
damn,
the man.
Chuck. Get on the man,
hey.
Chuck.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I got to come this motherfucking hometown to race him, and he's still fucking scared.
Damn, Jim.
Hey.
Come on, Jim.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Everybody
helping
him.
Yeah,
Brandon, him,
Young
Money, all that shit, he still can't. And it ain't no drunk ass Chuck.
He keeps talking about that goddamn
parachute. He had to be in it the last time. Is he gonna hold the goddamn string up this goddamn
thing? Come on,
Bobby. Hey, you gonna put the pin in
his
pocket?
It all depends. Chuck said he tried to kill. Already tried to kill Leo. I don't know who he's trying to kill.
Oh, Lord.
I'm motherfucking sorry. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
He tried to kill Leo so he wouldn't fire him. He could just go and let Brandon drive.
Yeah.
He tried to kill him. God, nobody.
You see him walking around there with that damn...
The
clip. Yeah.
Yeah.
He welded the pin on the parachute. He can't pull it out.
Hey, he said,
don't
go on, man. I got to freshen it up any motherfucker way.
I come all the way to Ohio to their motherfucking race, and the motherfucker ain't worried about his own car. He worried about my goddamn car.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Jeff, my motherfucking buddy.
He said, let me hurry up and leave. He talking about, let me hurry up and leave. Oh, Jeff, get here. I'm glad y'all went on. I'm glad he did what I wanted him to do.
The motherfucker could have took a vacuum cleaner and got the rocks out and raced. That motherfucker, he put that bitch up for 2 years.
Shaquille said he was trying to get him some money to get his shipper's mileage. You know, the shipper ain't mileage in the, what you call it?
Man, come on, man. They got a team of motherfuckers over there. I don't see what the fucking problem
said,
is.
Nephew said he pulled the lever and the whole thing came out the floor.
Oh, Lord.
The fuck is he talking about, that little light-ass motherfucker? I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, boy.
Ooh,
man. I want to see you whoop Chuck, man. Somebody got to stop Chuck, man.
First thing he said, Chuck, boy.
Don't stop,
Chuck,
kid.
Lucky
don't
tonight.
Stop.
Chuck was lucky tonight. He lucky. He lucky Leon got to pull that thing out. We were going to kill Chuck. We going to piss on some niggas tonight.
He blamed it on Leon,
Yeah,
he blamed it on Leon. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, he did. He said, I told Leon, just mess with this. Let me mess with that. And he forgot. He left the pen in there. I said, you was going to kill Chuck when he said, man, I was going to piss on him. I was going to piss on that nigga tonight. Tell me you ain't telling me that, Tim. You was going to piss on some niggas tonight.
I got to stay on mute. Just scared. Gotta stay on mute.
they can't hear you in the prior room. You in the prior room. They can't hear you, Tim. Go ahead and talk. They can't hear you.
Yeah,
I did say that.
You was gonna get flat fucked up, and you know it. It's
I did hear, damn it, Tim said he was going to piss on some Negroes tonight. He said it to you.
Man, please.
Then the crazy part of he forgot, when Leon left up out of there, man, he was jumping up and down. He done turned around. He didn't know. I said, man, where Leon going out the back door? He turned back around. Motherfucker, with the cloud of smoke everywhere. I said, ooh-wee.
That motherfucker was too busy trying to look at the damn pen in my car, that's all. In his car.
How you
get my boy fucked up like that and then gonna tell him he should have stopped. How the fuck he gonna stop?
Hey, hold up. That add insult to it. A Chucky fired the man. Then fired the man, too.
Yeah, ain't that some shit? And then gonna fire him. It's his fault.
Oh,
no. Hey, and says, you don't know. If Leon wasn't so motherfucking because he drove his car, I'd make Leon fuck him up.
Uh-oh. God, dog, Chuck.
He still might do it. He still might do it. You know,
Leon ain't gonna do it. Okay.
Man, he just
going
up on me.
But I'll fuck him up.
Again?
Motherfucker just won't show up.
You can't tell me how to run my program.
Yeah. Little motherfucker offered me $500 to get down there and pay for my hotel. Hell yeah, I'll race you. And your car ready? Yeah. It's ready, ain't
you
it,
gotta
Tim?
We got to stop by Dollar General and get in some damn heart, man. Right? Heart medicine.
That's why I say you got to talk to Clyde, because you ain't going to get nowhere with Tim, man.
Uh-oh. Not the override.
Yeah. Fucking Tim.
The override button on you. Tim, they're gonna hit the override button on you, Tim. They're trying to hit the override button on you, Tim.
Ben's gonna call me about the most scary motherfuckers that don't want to race.
Oh, Lord. Chuck's just nasty. He's just disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all have had enough bashing for the night. You know I'm getting tired. I'm getting sleepy over here. I'm getting sleepy. Who that in the restaurant out there, man? Who that in the restaurant? Damn.
All right,
dog. I guess it's over then. Body, you got anything else to talk about? Anything else anybody got? I'm got sleep. Oh, let me see. Somebody text me. Hold on. Might be some more argument going on. Let me see here. General House going to fuck around and whoop Chuck ass. Y'all heard that?
Mm-hmm. Deposit.
He said deposit. Well, anyway, no deposit tonight, though. Y'all tune in tomorrow to say your prayers. And all y'all that need prayers, tune in tomorrow. Sister Mary to have a prayer for y'all. Anybody got anything before we go? Chuck, you trying to be the bully of the blog talk show. I'm going to start getting a bully of the blog talk show. You come here bullying somebody every night, man.
Dog, I don't be bullying no motherfucker. Just stop me when I'm lying.
You got a point there, man. You got a point there.
Run Dre off the phone.
Well, that's routine, man. Dre always run when they start getting on this black ass. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow then. See y'all tomorrow. Bye, Dakota. Right, go to bed.